This is Craig from The Res, and you're listening to Radio Brendo Man with Captain Phil Vecchio.
Welcome to another episode of Radio Brendo Man. I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
How you feeling, Phil?
Eh.
You still got some...
Got a lingering cough. You'll hear it throughout the show, I'm sure.
You still haven't been to the doctor.
Well, I've got a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, but by the time...
I think it's like next Tuesday.
You're going to be better by then, and that's where I asked you earlier. I'm like, you should be able to bank that...
Yeah, I got an appointment.
You should be able to when you need it. Because at some point, I mean, like... You might want to consider it.
I don't know.
New doctor.
We were saying the problem is
your doctor's too good.
Our doctor's really good. At first, when we went there, nobody knew who he was. He was a new doctor, and now everyone likes him, so everyone wants to go to him. He doesn't have enough appointments.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like
But like you can't see the doctor when you're sick.
Yeah, but
then what good is a doctor?
But then if you go to a bad doctor,
but at least you can see him.
Yeah, but what if it? What if he doesn't do anything?
What's the worst he's gonna do?
See,
tell you to gargle.
The one good thing, yeah, exactly. He'll go in and do nothing.
Whereas but at least you'll see him.
But this guy, though, will do...
What, are you going to tell him, like, after the fact, oh, I was sick a few days ago, so maybe he'll give you tips for next time?
Yeah, next time. No, I mean, if I'm better by then, I'm going to cancel it, obviously.
Yeah, but then that's a whole waste of all that. That's why you should be able to bank it.
But one of the cool things about him is, like, he's a little bit more lax about... Like, you know, okay, when you have a family and you got multiple people in there... So remember there was Pink Eye in the family a while ago, and Luke got it. And then I got it.
Yeah.
And we had taken Luke in, but I didn't go in because I didn't have it yet because we didn't know.
But then you got it.
And I got
it.
And we just emailed him, and he said he emailed a prescription for another one because he knew I had it.
Well, there you go.
So, and a lot of doctors won't do stuff like that, but, you know, a family doctor.
That's a copay that they're not getting.
Another copay. But because he is a cool guy like that and a cool family doctor, and obviously I'm not trying to, like, steal Pink Eye juice or whatever, like.
Pink Eye juice.
You know, whatever their
pink
thing
juice
is. Like, I just want to not have Pink Eye.
Derek, again, Sanders, 2016.
He's on a political role. Did you like the SNL with Larry David?
It was pretty great.
Pretty fantastic. Yeah. So anyway, and then the great part about this last week, I haven't seen you at all because Monday and Tuesday, Luke got sick like Sunday night.
Yeah.
And then Monday and Tuesday, we took him at some point to the
Your kids
care.
Are freaking germ factories who live in a giant petri dish.
Well, because they go to a school, they're with other germ factories, that's the way it goes. And then he finally went back to school on Wednesday, and then Audrey got sick because it just goes down the ranks.
Yeah.
Took her to urgent care. Hers was worse. Because she got, like, I think I told you, she got, like, a fever rash to her face. We thought, like, the people that we, like, because we called urgent care, and they wanted to make sure that we were not anti-vaxxers. So they thought maybe it was measles because it kind of looked like that.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're sane
people.
Then
if you bring a measles case into a freaking...
And it turned out they called it a fever rash when you have, like, a fever for an extended amount of time. So that's what I did all this last week, and I was just home with sick kids the whole time.
And that's like a 24-hour job. Yeah. Like, forget about
it. Just because I don't feel good doesn't mean I don't still have
and
to
then
take care of someone.
And then you said, like, taking care of somebody when you're sick.
It's the worst.
It's like, because you're still, like, you got a cop, you got a water, you came in here. I heard you outside
you
coughing.
You hear me, like, hacking on the way up here. It just won't go away. And the worst is that now Audrey's finally feeling better. She still has, like, the remains of the spots, but she'll be fine.
Gosh.
And I just left tonight, and Janelle's sick as a dog with, like, a sore throat and stuff.
Just never
stop.
And eventually that's going to cycle back to
and
you.
Yeah, because I didn't have a sore throat
yet.
We
need a clean room.
We do. I don't know. Like some kind of quarantine thing.
Like, because you got to get that out of there, but you're never going to.
No, because it just keeps cycling around. And for me, it's like that. You just read the thing that Marin wrote, Marin wrote. Because it started in my nose,
like,
and went
mutating
to my sinuses, then went
so
down
now,
my
like,
lungs, ears.
Sickness just seems to be coming to some kind of understanding.
Yeah, like, and he said it's like reforming its attack and like going for different areas because it is. It hasn't stopped. It's
because of these super viruses, because of you and your freaking. It's these mutant things because of you and your. This is the sanitizer. Yeah, and then you got that Zika virus going around.
You know, there's always like a cool trendy virus, and then no one talks about it after a while.
Yeah.
Like, no one's talking about the bird flu anymore. But that still exists, but it wasn't like...
Oh, yeah, like West Nile, that's still a thing. Yeah. Still kills people every year.
Ebola, everyone's freaking out about. Those things still all exist.
But now we got Zika, just sounds
that's
better.
The cool, oh, that's the cool new virus. Why,
swine flu, it's weird. Remember that?
Yeah, swine flu.
Remember when everybody at PAX got swine flu? So now at PAX, they basically, by default, like, there's like a no handshake rule.
Yeah.
They do a salute.
Yeah.
Because there was a giant outbreak.
It is an STD.
Yeah, it's different. But again, there's just always this, for whatever reason, like a popular virus rises to like the media forefront, and then everyone talks about it, and then forgets about it eventually.
Meanwhile, you're like dying.
Yeah, I got the Phil virus.
I'm just, I think one of my neighbors is going to like, because like they just cough all the time.
Killer bees.
Remember
not
that?
Not a virus, but also another like craze.
Well, that's just like news.
Yeah, I know.
Vecchiosis.
Vecchi. Yeah. That's it, definitely.
Well, when your wife is a teacher and your two kids are at school, you're...
Yeah,
you're
I've got two different germ pools coming home to me each
You're
day.
Helpless.
I'm like, I'm being battered on all sides by it. It's amazing.
I just read that Cracked article. I did not, because Steve Espinosa brought up the Mayan calendar. I didn't know that Heidi Montag and that Spencer guy lost all their money. Did you read that one about the celebrity that lost all their money? They lost all their money because they actually believed that the world was going to end on December 2012. They believed in the Mayan calendar thing. So they spent all their money and gave it away. And that's why they're broke.
Well, they deserve what they got then, I guess.
They were tipping people $200 and just giving money to people on the street.
That part's great. Good for them.
Yeah, because they thought they were all...
But man...
Like, yeah.
There's some interesting people out there.
It's pretty great.
Yep.
Well, not great.
Isn't there, there's one this year that supposedly...
There's always... Well, the Valentine's one, but that's from Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of. That's right. Never mind.
Because he says Valentine's February 14th, 2016. Yeah. Valentine's
that's
Day.
Funny
Bummer.
Stuff. I knew that's funny because I was like, well, no, what is this theory that I've been hearing about?
I hope people treat that. Derek says, I hope people treat that day like Back to the Future Day.
That's true.
It would be pretty great.
What if the world did end on a Ghostbusters prediction? That'd be
awesome.
If we're going to go, I mean, what better way to go?
What if, like, Gozer comes and we get killed by Stay Puft? I don't think I'd like that.
I don't know.
Well, what would the Destructor be now?
Steve says it's as credible as the other
it's
prophecies.
True. It is.
Those guys on their radio stations.
If we had to choose the form... of your Destructor. I'd want just like a tiny little thing that entered into my body and then I like died in my sleep.
That's what I have right now is tiny little things.
Yeah, but you just died in your sleep.
I don't know. I see, to me, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, like that's soft and fluffy and you might suffocate to death, but at least you're suffocating.
I don't
want to
suffocate to death.
Sweet yumminess.
I want to get vaporized instantly, so Galactus.
That's pretty good. I like that.
I just want instant death.
See that.
Quick death. Because I feel like you said, like Stay Puft would smother you and he'd probably already eat you.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, you know, they said don't think of anything and that was the first thing he thought of. So when you said that, the first thing I thought of was Indiana Jones and like beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark when the thing like goes through, the spikes go through.
That's horrible.
That's what I thought of though. That's what I'm saying. Like
so
if I was in that situation, that's what would happen.
What if a giant Macho Man Savage hitting you with a giant folding? Imagine getting killed by a giant folding chair with a giant Macho Man. Like it would be cool for 2 seconds because it's like giant Macho Man. And then I'd be like, oh my gosh.
Well, now we know.
I don't know how to turn these off.
What was the first thing you thought of? Because the first thing I thought of was Indiana Jones.
I don't know.
The spikes at the beginning of Raiders.
How do I turn this off?
What are you trying to turn off?
These freaking notifications.
I don't know.
Ugh.
You know me.
I gotta work on that. With a giant Slim Jim.
Is Steve says, oh yeah, is that like the...
Macho Man.
Oh.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah, it's funny because I was thinking of the Kool-Aid Man.
I'm Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, I guess it's a different inflection.
It's a different inflection.
All right.
And I'm not sure who was first.
I feel like it was around...
I think Kool-Aid Man might have been first. But Macho Man was doing it, like, in the South in the 80s. Giant Kool-Aid Man would be cool, too. But then, I feel like he would, like, toss you in his giant bowl and you, like,
drown.
Drown
in Kool-Aid?
But you could, like, drink...
Yeah, I mean, again, like, at least you're going out with a bang.
You're drowning in the pink flamingo.
Oh.
Or purple sores,
as long as it's like, but what if, no, see, here's the thing.
What if it was, what if it was sugar-free, it was unsweetened Kool-Aid?
That's how you'd go. You'd think like, oh, this is great, and then it's unsweetened. Man.
It's crantastic.
Yep. So, what have you been up to this week?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I was waiting to hear back from that job, and I waited and waited more, and then I called, and they said, we don't know anything, and please don't call, and... They're all online now, yeah. And I don't think I got that job.
That's a bummer.
Which is a bummer, because I got two interviews, and, like, they called you for a reference.
Yeah, I gave you a good reference.
It was down to me and three people. They said me and two other people, and the technical part of the interview was just clear the cache in Chrome, and I was able to do that. I got the fastest time. They were very impressed.
Wow.
Which I'm like, really? Like, I'm like, I nailed this.
It seems like a really, like, easy but thing to do.
I think my mom... This is where my passive-aggressive mom, like, just sometimes is, I'm like, Mom, just don't say anything. Because
okay.
She's just like, yeah, it was probably just them going to the through the motion because they already picked somebody from within that they had to give it to. I'm like, that you're not helping.
It's not comforting.
Because she's like, when I was a nurse, we'd have to, even though we already knew we were going to hire somebody for then, because of the state requirements, we had to go through the motions of all the things.
That does, like, in teaching it happens. Like, Janelle had several interviews like that where she nailed it, and then they're like, all right, well, we have, you know, we picked someone else. Like, before even, like, asking her questions.
And it was just like,
it was just obviously.
So my mom is like, well, maybe that's, I'm like, that doesn't help me, because basically you're saying I need to stop applying for these jobs because it's hopeless.
Right.
And that's the kind of stuff that my mom does that all the time.
That is frustrating. And I know it does happen, but it isn't always. Yeah. It was actually one of the funniest, like, references, because I've done a few for you over the years. It was, like, multiple choice. Well, no, it was, like, true
multiple
false.
Choice.
It was, like, true false ones. Like, a lot of times they'll ask me to, like, you know, elaborate and tell me about your relationship. And this is, like, you know, he's worked with you in the past. True or false? Yes. Yes, yes. I mean, just stuff like that. Just all these, like,
risk-random. He is a person.
Is he reliable? True or false? True. You know, it was weird. Okay, that's about it. So it wasn't even like a...
I feel like honestly, everything is from within now, and now I'm like, I'm locked out.
It's
I have
tough.
To start at the bottom, and like, I'm like, am I gonna have to make tacos?
I mean, at least tacos, you get free tacos.
Did you tell them? I don't think there would be a situation.
Yeah. Has he ever gone to a drive-thru in the middle of the night and demanded tacos? Well, actually. No, I mean, literally, this one is true-false. Like, it was very much.
Have you had the quesalupa yet?
No.
Looks good.
No, I haven't seen that.
It's the new thing they debuted at the Super Bowl.
So, okay, this will be interesting. So we're in the midst of this weight loss competition.
Oh yeah, so I'm just sorry.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't, so the job stuff.
Oh yeah, sorry, okay.
You saw how much of the puzzle I've done.
I did, yes.
Huge chunk of the puzzle. Listen to a bunch of podcasts, listen to your podcast.
Nice.
I've listened to Extra Damage, but after a while, like, they start talking about all these video games that I want, but I know I can't have, and then it gets bad.
Yeah.
But because Josh specifically told me that he mentioned a wrestler that I like, and also I got really into it. So I listened to all 2.5 hours of thing. I listened to a ton of podcasts this week.
I've listened to quite a few of theirs, and
well,
Josh,
I mean, I
always
listened
gives
to
me
them.
Heads up when they talk about Nintendo stuff, because they, like, you know, I have a limited field there. But
I just, it's not, I love the show. It's a great show. I just, if I listen to it for too long, I end up buying video games that I can't afford.
That's bad for you. That's funny.
Everybody should listen to that show, and your show. Your show is great.
Thanks.
It was funny listening to hear you about your various fights.
Yeah.
And your text fight.
We just recorded episode 3 and we started out talking about fights again. I don't know if
it's
that's
great.
Like opening.
I love it.
Because Janelle, like, just doesn't hold back at all. She just, you know. So we had a good one.
So I've made huge headways in the puzzle. I figured out where all the, because I've talked about this puzzle before, but it has 27 things are different on the box. Than the actual puzzle. So using the box doesn't always help you, and it can actually hinder you because you'll see things and you don't know where to put them. And then, like, so I think I figured out where all the big things that are different go, but I don't know. There's still a lot of pieces, and a lot of them are like motorcycles and cars. And they all look the same.
There's like tons of different colors. There's no like big patterns.
I'm starting. I think I really cracked it.
Nice.
And then I've also, this week alone, I'm pretty sure I've played like 100 hours of Fallout.
Really?
I've gotten all four endings. On Saturday, on Monday when we recorded, I had zero endings. This Monday, I have all four endings, and that involves, because each ending is a different faction, and each, just the faction things, that's like each one of those is at least like 20 more hours of like doing stuff. Yeah, and then it was kind of disappointing because, it's not as bad as Mass Effect 3 when it comes to like your choices and things don't matter, but even though there's four different factions and there's four different endings, they're all the same ending.
Kind of the same thing.
It was very frustrating, but I'm at like 90% on the trophies.
Wow.
And I've looked because PlayStation, the network, will tell you how many, what percentage of people have the trophy. And apparently, at least on PS4, not a lot of people have beat the game because it gives you a specific trophy for each faction. And each one is like maybe 15%, if that. Have like beat, so like I would say overall maybe 40% of the people that own Fallout, only like 35 to 40% of people
actually
have beat the game.
Huh.
Which I mean, I know it is a lot, but like that game's been out since November, so I'm like, a lot of people just like, did they stop or are they just not,
or they just caught up on side quests and stuff?
Well, now I'm trying to get to level 50.
Is that like, are you going to go for that's 100% another achievement? Of trophies?
Well,
or achievements.
If I do 100%, there's one where like you have to get a settlement to like 100%, and that's going to be a lot of work because the settlements require a lot of micromanaging. So I think I'm at like level 45, and I'm hitting a pretty good click of like even though I'm finished the main like the game, there's still a lot of quests. So I think I can do level 50. It's probably going to take another week, and I got one and a half levels today, and I played like 6 hours.
Oh man.
So it's a lot. But and I'm at the point where like when I go to bed, like all I think about like it's all I think about.
I love video
and
game
I,
dreams like
and
that.
And
though.
But I also think about like strategies, like I spent yesterday like thinking about like if I could get like, 'cause there's like I found out there's another set of power armor, like a higher level set than I have.
Right.
But like, and I'm like, where the heck do you get that? And I explored all kinds of I tried to find it on my own. But I like went into like so many different buildings to the point where I looked on plate. I opened up the map and I'm like, there's probably a landmarks here, so I'm gonna go over to this area. And I went into every building and fought like so many guys and so much and found just hundreds of items, and I made multiple trips back to my camp to drop off all the stuff. Still could not find this power armor, and finally I'm like, all right, I'm gonna have to look online. And then I found out how to get it.
Was it like hard? I mean, would you have ever figured it out?
It was an unmarked place on the map. Like it's a building, because most buildings you can enter will show up on your map once you get to them.
Right.
This one, it doesn't. I don't know how I would have found this place. Ugh. And so I found it. There's a couple other places, but they only have pieces of the set. This is the only place where there's a full set of this X01 gear. And I found it, and I got it, and now I'm running around in it. And I'm basically indestructible. Like, the other day, like, just earlier today, like, I got shot by, like, 100 different things. And, like, my damage only went down to, like, 80%. Before I, like, killed everybody. Whereas, like, before, like, that probably would have killed me in, like, 10 seconds.
Right.
So I'm like, I think I'm indestructible now. So now it's just a matter of finishing all these quests and then doing who knows what else and getting experience points any way I can. I've crafted so many items, made so many things. So, I don't know. Fallout, puzzle,
yeah.
Sleep.
Well, hopefully,
pretty much,
if all the kids stop being sick and I stop being sick, we should do some walks this week.
Because it's hot. I turned on my air conditioning like the other day, and like that's crazy because like 2 weeks ago I was like freezing.
I know. Well, this last week you did not want to be around our house.
Oh yeah, so you are a sick house. Sorry, I went on that whole fallout.
No. Well, I was just gonna say that. So we, you know, Janelle and I are in this weight loss competition with my family.
Yeah.
And mostly what, like, up until a few days ago, we've just been doing, you know, counting calories, trying to be, you know, exercise as much as possible. But, like, this is the last week. So, for the final week, A, I've it's kicked like, up the exercise.
Like, when you're a wrestler, like, you're cutting weights.
Yeah. So,
like I going in the sweat lodge.
I've upped my exercise. Like, I did a full half an hour of aerobics.
Drinking, like, a ton of water.
Drinking a lot of water. And for the last week, I'm still doing like low calories, you know, like keeping track of the points, but I'm also doing low carb just for a week.
Ugh.
Which is, yeah, I know, but I'm doing like low carb, low calories, so I'm not like
carbs,
because you know, like when you there's a lot of people that'll approach that and just you can eat as much protein as you want and just blah 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 because it's gonna burn off.
But then you feel like crap,
right?
That's
so I'm
when
still
you get
just
like
eating a reasonable amount. But also cutting back on the carbs quite a bit, and it's just like been melting off for the last couple of days.
Yeah.
But I'm down for the contest about 17 pounds.
Holy cow.
And since my highest, which was like, you know, a little while ago before we weighed in, I'd gone down a little bit since then. I'm like 21 pounds, I think.
Nice.
So it's going good. Like it's, and what the hope is, I mean, obviously I'm not going to stay on the low carb forever. That's more just the last ditch effort, but the hope is to keep going and, you know.
That's good. So other than being sick, what have you been?
I mean, honestly, like I've been sitting around taking care of kids.
You went to Disneyland on Sunday.
We did go to Disneyland on Sunday.
This happens to you every year.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why would you go on Super Bowl Sunday? And it's not that Phil thinks that it's, because that's the trap. People always think it's not crowded on Sunday, on Super Bowl Sunday, but because that's what everybody thinks, it's one of the busiest Sundays of the year. But Phil, because he's so out of touch, doesn't even know that it's Super Bowl Sunday. So then they get there and they're like, oh, crap.
Yeah, I think like Josh told
us. This has happened to you multiple times.
Because I didn't know. I will tell you this right now. I don't know who won because I don't know who played.
The Denver Broncos.
Won?
Yes.
Who did they play?
The Carolina Panthers.
That's a football team?
That is a football team.
Okay.
I didn't watch the game, but I at least knew that much. But I don't like either one of their teams, and I especially hate the Broncos because they're in the same division as the Chargers, and I don't even really care about football anymore, but I will never support the Denver Broncos, and it kind of pisses me off. I mean, I don't even care, but it upsets me to see all these Charger fans who call themselves Charger fans rooting for the Broncos because I'm like, that's...
But don't you have to, like, root for someone if your team gets out?
I don't feel that way. Why would I root for my enemy?
But what if your team never gets to the...
You still don't root for your enemy.
Oh.
You root for the people fighting your enemy.
I don't know. I just had no idea.
Well, yeah. I mean, I get it. But then it's, like, crowded.
Well, it actually worked out that it was crowded when we first got there, but then, because it was Sunday night and our kids had school off on Monday.
So most people...
Everyone, like, about 7 o'clock, it cleared out, and we walked on everything from then on out. It was really, really nice.
The casual APs all went home.
Yep.
They had their Dole Whips, and they left.
Yep. So, Janelle and I have been having this debate. Not really a debate, more of just a discussion.
You're talking about renewing, aren't you?
Well, here's the thing.
Don't do it.
They send out the notice.
No.
Of, like, the stuff we can do.
Oh, my God.
The options.
They're trying to rope you in.
Because they, like, opened up these other, like, levels.
Don't you want to have, like, maybe at least try a pass-free year?
Well, here's what we were saying, though, is that we could get the lower ones, spend a bunch less money than we're spending, but we could have one person get, like, the bigger one. And we'd still be spending less money per month than we do now.
But what about if you just spend no money?
I don't know. Like I said, it's been a discussion.
I'd be very disappointed in you.
We went into it on Sunday.
Because this is what they want you to do. And they want you to spend, and you're still going to be spending crazy amounts of money.
But listen to what they did.
They're evil. This is so evil.
They had this AP-only event, and we didn't know about it until we got there. It was in the Opera House there on Main Street, and they're doing, like, screenings of, like, special different, like, stuff about the history of Disneyland. This one was actually a remastered episode of The Wonderful World of Color, where they go to the New York World's Fair, and they also, but they had like some special stuff they showed beforehand. They gave us free popcorn and sodas. They want her.
They want your money.
I don't know.
If you guys want to pay a ton of money, an insane, stupid amount of money,
less than we paid for the last round.
All right. Well, because everybody just caves in, there's no chance that this is ever going to stop. They're just going to keep raising. So you're it's not. I get it. Like, you love Disneyland. I love Disneyland. Yeah. But I've officially been priced out. But until people stop, which I know, but like again, like you could stop. And at some point, maybe they would eventually, if enough people stop, then they'd, but they're not going to, but I know they're not going to, but again, like.
But the renewal is like $200
yeah,
off.
Yeah, but.
I'm just saying, like, the they prices, know how to get their
but they're going to keep raising the prices because people keep giving in. If you stop giving in and enough people.
Yeah, but no one else is going to.
You don't know that.
I do.
Fine. If you guys can genuinely afford it, go ahead
I'm
and
saying,
do it.
That we weren't going to, except that now that they opened up like lower things, we could be paying a lot less than we were.
Fine.
I don't know if we're going to. We've had this discussion back and forth.
They're just going to keep raising the price.
But they're going to whether we do or
not. Yeah, but you don't know that if enough people. So, that's the whole thing.
So if we do it.
You don't know. If enough people stop, then maybe they would stop jacking up the prices. But because they know they got their hooks in, and they're going to keep raising the prices because they know. So you're just.
But I love it so much. It's a weird relationship.
Well, you're the reason why I can't go, because they've priced me out, because they can just keep raising the prices because people like you will keep paying.
But it's not only me.
I know that, but if everybody, but that's everybody but saying not it's not it. Just me. But that's the whole thing. That's like the whole thing where, like, you see, like, a bunch of people are like, well, I don't vote because my vote doesn't matter. But when a million people don't vote, then it does matter.
Yeah, except that when you don't vote, you just don't vote. But if you go to Disneyland, you still get to go to Disneyland.
I get it. But again, like, you're still, if you don't mind paying all that money and know that you're going to keep paying more and more money because they got your claws in.
Less money this year.
Yeah, less money than last year.
Yeah.
But you know that's just a trick.
I know, but for now, it's less money.
It's still less money, but it's still a crazy amount of money.
It's
money
so
that
bad.
At some points you have said, like, we're paying too much money. We really can't afford this.
And now it's less money.
Yeah, but even then, at that rate, you're still, when you really think about it, you're like, we really shouldn't do this.
But
we really can't
money.
Afford it. But I'm just saying, even at that level, it's crazy.
But here's the thing. Like, it is a lot. But we would spend that money, doing entertainment type things
would
anyway.
Would you all that money?
We'd like to do fun stuff with our kids.
Yeah, but you can do more affordable things.
I'm just saying, it's expensive to do stuff with a family, with four people. So, like we pay, like, $200 a month.
Derek says you should do it.
I'm not saying we definitely are. I'm saying we're thinking about it. But we pay, like, $200 a month. So if you figure that's
if you really
want
to know why, it's because you guys go to Disneyland all the time, so you're not around. Because when I want to do stuff, and I'm always alone.
I know.
Because I sure as shit can't afford that.
I know that part.
So you guys are always going to Disneyland. Yeah, you're right, Derek. It is. It's a selfish thing. I am selfishly, because they always go to Disneyland, and I can't go. And so I'm by myself here all the time.
Well, this week, we're going to go start walking again. So
Derek's
good.
Telling me to get a cash advance.
Float your check. Disney won't know.
I can't do that. I can't. When I spend that much money, then, like, I feel like crap. And, like, it got to the point with the annual pass where, like, I felt obligated to go because I had spent so much money.
Well,
and then I didn't
that.
Even – I wasn't even enjoying it because I was like, I spent all this money and now I have to go because I spent this money. And I would just – that's all I would think about. It's like, oh, this is so much money.
Okay, but again, to put it in perspective, we spend $200 a month on it. That's $50 a piece per person. So if we go to – if we go to, like, the movies a couple times, that's that much money. Three times at the movies, is the same.
That's why I don't have children.
This is what I'm saying. It's expensive, and so it is a lot of money, but
yeah, but then when you go to Disneyland, it's not like every time you go, you're not spending any money there.
We don't spend money there.
Ever?
We eat before we go.
You buy churros. I've seen you with churros.
The only time we get churros is if the kids earn enough money to go and buy them when we're there. We don't just buy snacks there.
Ever?
Rarely.
Secret Nachos?
I mean, the last time I went to Secret Nachos was probably 6 months ago. We don't usually do Secret Nachos anyway because you can do that when you don't have passes. I mean, every once in a while if we want to meet someone that hasn't, but we don't, I mean...
Derek doesn't know about Secret Nachos.
Oh.
There's a place in Grand Californian called Whitewater Snacks, and it's always empty. If you're looking to a place to get away, even on the busiest day, Mark Ariano did Secret Nachos just recently, and he was like, holy crap.
It's the best.
Because it's like super crowded, and there's nobody in there. There's never anybody in there. And they got a soda fountain.
Free refills.
Fountain sodas with refills.
With the soda.
And we call it Secret Nachos because they have nachos, and they're pretty good nachos.
Yeah.
They used to be...
They've skimped a little on the nachos.
They've skimped a little, and they used to be like $6. Now they're like $10.
And they're a little smaller.
And they're smaller,
still really good.
But they're still really good nachos.
And there's nowhere else in Disneyland where you get to refill your sodas.
And it's Coke Freestyle.
Freestyle, yep. So it's pretty spectacular. And it's right out the exit, you know, out of California.
Yeah, as soon as you go out the Grand Californian exit, you just turn to your left and follow the signs. And it's usually like... I've been in there half the time. It's straight up empty.
Yeah, or even on the busiest days,
there's a few people in there. It's very. It's a nice respite. Air conditioned.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
You can refill in the Louisiana Kitchen.
Where's that?
That's in Downtown Disney.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm talking in.
This is.
I guess it's not technically in the.
Yeah, but it's here, like right out California, right out of the Grand California, like it's.
Right.
It's like right there, so it's not like you're walking.
Right, you don't have to walk far at all. It's closer than going to the bathrooms outside the front entrance. Like it's really, really, really close. Anyway, so yeah, I don't know. We may or may not. We'll see. But we're gonna go walking this week, so that's gonna be cool.
I just wish you would do things that are not as expensive. If you got Universal passes. I would probably do that because you can get a Universal Pass for $99.
It's true. You still have to drive all the way out to L.A.
Yeah, but we could carpool.
Yeah, but what if we don't? You don't want to drive all the way out there by yourself.
I would go there and meet Derek.
All right. Just saying. Well, anyway, we should get to reader mail because we haven't even started our reader mail yet.
We got some reader mail. All right. Brenda, we're going on shopping on Rodeo. Yeah. All right. Sean Howell.
Yes.
Haven't heard from Sean in a while, right?
Nice to hear from you.
Those wedding bands from Amazon.
Yeah.
A while ago were for me and my new wife. Yeah, he got married.
Congratulations.
And then he said, I didn't buy the butt plugs, though.
That's good to know. That's cool. I mean, it's amazing. You can buy everything on Amazon.
Derek, I didn't yell at you for getting that Harry Potter DVD set. I just was a little concerned because... You were in a bad spot financially, and you bought all these DVDs.
But if you still have those, we need to like get together and watch them, because how else am I going to watch them?
You can watch them here.
Okay. Well, still, should watch them. Anyway, back to Sean. Thank you for buying those.
Concerned.
Okay, concerned. Don't worry.
He's telling people I yelled it. I've just lived the horrors of like being in bad debt, and I'm trying to... protect my friends from going through some of the things that I've gone through.
Well, it's gone. I drank all my
and
water.
And you took all your label.
I peeled it already. Man.
Do you want a beverage?
No, I'm okay. I'm good.
All right. So, Sean.
John, thank you for buying stuff.
Thank you for buying stuff.
Awesome that you can get, like, even getting wedding rings. Again.
Are we going to eventually get a reader mail where they're like, I bought the butt plugs? Like,
maybe. But I am glad... Like, if I could have bought the wedding ring on Amazon and got, like, Prime shipping and a discount, I would have done that in a heartbeat. That stuff is expensive.
It's expensive and a pain in the butt, and they're always... I've been in a jewelry sale situation. They're, like, the worst. Because the only... they, like, guilt trip you.
Well, here's the thing, though. I had a benefit of the jeweler in Big Bear is good friends with my parents.
Well, there you go.
And my mom delivered his son in the hospital, so he, like, cut me a deal and was super cool about it. I even interviewed him for, like, a business project when I was in school. Mm-hmm. I had, like, a video of him and stuff, so... I had that advantage.
Yeah, but most times it's like a high pressure sales situation.
Is. Whereas if you can just go on Amazon, there's no one pressuring you. Just click. That's good stuff, man. And you can pick your size.
Yep.
It's all good.
It's all good. Hope it worked out for you. And yeah, congratulations. Sean was the one. Sean really got his life to, not that he had like a bad life before, but like he like, I think he went on a whole fitness regimen. He got a new job or something. And like, cause he talked about it earlier, he got married. Like awesome. Talk about like, just like leveling up in 20. Yeah. And, like, leveling
where's the
up.
Honeymoon going to be? I want to hear about it.
All right. Denver writes, I made it through the layoffs. Oh, cause he was
right.
Potential layoff situation. Right. And we are now down to 9 with one contractor who is here till March. When I started, there were 20 of us with a company at its peak in 2008 at 85,000. Wow. Now it's down to about 34,000. Jesus.
Yikes.
More work, same pay at the next round. That's the worst.
Yeah.
As people leave and they're not replacing
them. Yeah, I remember your
same
tail.
Pay. Well, that's when I almost lost my freaking mind. Same pay in the next round layoffs. As sure as I take a shit... The severance package will be half. That's because they try and get you to like...
Trying to bribe you to leave. Yeah. Yep.
If there is one. See, you don't even know. Oh, hey guys, NTLD here. Happy Groundhog Day. Hey guys, NTLD here. Happy Groundhog Day. Hey guys, NTLD here. Happy Groundhog Day. Ah, see what I did there? Okay, it was funnier in my head.
That was good stuff. That was pretty good.
My pen pal answer of what was my New Year's resolution was to draw something every day. And looking at the calendar... I'm 33 days behind.
That's usually how it goes.
Procrastination is the first step to, oh, I'll finish this sentence later. A lot of comedy here.
Yeah, that's good. I like
pretty
it.
Pretty good stuff. Pen pal question for Mark Bolton.
All right.
What was your favorite board games? Oh, Derek, don't be mean. Pen pal question. What was your favorite board games as a kid? I always liked Connect Four and Stratego, and my brothers loved Risk. And they dabbled in D&D for a year on the school bus.
Yeah. Yeah. Risk is one of the best.
Risk is you, that you love Risk.
We just started a new segment on the show, on our new Mandarin Orange show of board game talk.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Listen to that.
We played Sorry tonight.
Oh, yeah, because I remember you needed Sorry.
Yeah.
It was a very whole thing where you were upset because you didn't have Sorry. Yeah.
And then we got it, and the new rules.
Were you sorry?
They changed the rules.
What do you mean they change the rules?
You got to listen to our show for the whole story, but I'll just say they don't do it the same. So I looked up the original rules on my phone, and we went by my phone. Because dang it, my kids are going to learn to play it right. All right, go on. Same with Risk. They changed the rules in Risk, too. Like the new versions of it. They messed it all up.
They probably, like, that was probably after a lot of playtesting and...
No, it's because it's like school books. They want, because who's buying a new copy of it if you already have it?
It's now called And What Evs.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, dude, everybody's played, so the Monopoly, the house rules, with all the different house parking, rules where yeah. The money went to the center of the board and the person that landed on free parking got all the money.
Yeah.
I remember the first time because my dad played by the book. Right. So when I went somewhere and they like had all these crazy house rules, I was like, no, what do you guys do? What do you know? Like, and people got upset. There were fights.
I cannot go back to like board game Monopoly.
Well, dude, Monopoly Party.
GameCube, Monopoly Party.
Holy crap.
I can't go back after
because it's
you
quick.
You can customize
the rules and it was fast.
You can play a game in 10 minutes.
Yeah. And we would play the crap out of that game.
Hours.
I remember staying up to your house until the sun came up.
One more, Brendan.
Playing that.
That's usually how it was. Be like, come on,
one more game.
I love that game. All right,
great. They made a new Monopoly Party. I'll buy that, like on the Wii U.
That would be perfect.
I don't think it did very well.
I don't think
which
either,
is crazy.
Because I bought my copy at Costco, and you know, like once it hit Costco, that was like the hey, come on, guys, buy a game for $10.
Take these.
You don't want it. It's Monopoly. Please. Everyone likes Monopoly.
Okay, Denver also says, I bought the Zen Pinball Star Wars tables on PS4, and man, they are addictive.
Nice.
There are some sweet.
Does it have like Force Awakens stuff?
There's ones that have that. There's all kinds. There's like different ones. I had a bunch of I had a bunch of different ones. Derek proposes, what if you guys budgeted to buy a pass for Brendo? In exchange, he could work on the orchard, clean the house, set the table.
Be my indentured servant?
I'm not going to be your slave for Disneyland. And also, money and friends.
That is a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
Unless you want to clean our toilets.
The only thing I do with you guys, and even then, it's still kind of like, is Janelle has her Janelle's restaurant thing.
Yeah, that works.
Where, like, if I come over, like, she'll, like, she, like, sets, like, the prices of things, and then, like, I can pay later.
Yeah. Get a tab.
And that's about the extent.
That's the limit, yeah. Yeah.
Knott's Pass, see, the problem with Knott's Pass is, like, I can't go on, the rides.
And then, like, Luke is not tall enough to go on half the ride. So that's a bummer. We're not in the right window for that right now, unfortunately. On both ends.
Also, it doesn't. I know they get discounts on Haunt, but like the only thing I really care about is Haunt. Although they do have that food pass now, except it doesn't work in Mrs. Knott's Chicken.
Oh, the food. Derek goes to Universal a lot, right?
Yeah.
Derek, have you ever done the all-you-can-eat all-day food thing at Universal?
That's when Phil threw up.
Because that is the only time I've ever thrown up in a public restroom.
Derek says it's a curse.
Yeah.
What if you put Brendo on the pillow? The mommy daddy.
The mommy daddy does.
Yeah, what if there were Brendo bucks?
Brendo bucks. Yeah, Derek says the curse. You were talking about like how you felt obligated to go to
Disneyland. Yeah, you got
to
get your money's worth.
If you're doing the all-you-can-eat food thing,
you got to do it.
You got to eat it all. And so the only time I did it with my brothers. And we had a lot of fun. But I think because they have like Pan Express, they have like the fried chicken.
Well, your problem was you pre-gamed it by eating.
Well, yeah, we started the day. David made tuna paninis.
Which that sounds...
And like sodas and stuff. We shouldn't have.
They stopped it. Too much vomited.
Yeah. I'm serious. Like, we sat there and we just got plate after plate at Panda. Then we went to the fried chicken place and got food there. Then we got like burgers. We got hot dogs. God. We got pizza.
Oh my God.
And we just didn't stop. We would go on a ride and then go eat again. Even on a cruise, I haven't eaten this much food. And we got our money's worth, but on the way out, I had to like, not all, but you know, I had to do a little top off. I just got a little too full. Had to just top it off.
Every time I walk by that parking garage bathroom, I'm like, that's where Phil threw up.
Yeah, right on the walk back there. So yeah, it was fun though. We had a good time. I don't know. I think David or Matthew, one of them might have thrown up, but not all of us. Man, it was good. I mean, just imagine all you can eat Panda.
Oh, dude.
Bad, but good.
Just be like, I just want a plate of orange chicken. Just give me a box.
Yeah. Oh, and each time you got, because we didn't do the drink thing, but you got a main thing, plus you got like a side and a dessert. So we just got like cookies and stuff too. Like all these great, like, oh, the Rice Krispie treats. Like those big things. Derek, the Panda Burrito place is in Pasadena. It's the Panda Innovations Kitchen, and you can look it up on Google. It's on Foothill or right off of Foothill.
It's by
Michelinda.
Derek.
Yeah, you should try it. It's amazing. Yeah. So definitely, it's right by you.
All right. Well, fellas, is it near a Best Buy?
I don't think so. It's by Sears. That helps. Yeah.
All right. Last part. Well, fellas, I got to get back to being three people to get things done here at the mine pit. Sometimes I wish my job knew how to # let them cookies cool.
Sweet. Thank you, Denver and TLD. I sent out the records, you know, last week, and I put Denver and TLD on his package. So
what
I hope that didn't like mess up his
thing.
If
the mailman
was
like,
this TLD?
What if that means not to deliver? Okay, are we going to do this now?
I'll address it briefly.
Derek's calling out Phil. We talked about it last time.
Last episode, but
Derek is saying he stole that from the office.
I'm not claiming that no one's ever said don't let the cookies cool before, but the context of my thing is letting the cookies on your computer cool. He was talking about cookies like physical cookies. And this, the whole idea was that if you are like in a search thing for something to buy, then like, especially like booking travel and stuff, that kind of thing, and you'll get like a rate on a hotel or something.
Michael Scott's, it was a euphemism. You just gave it a new meaning. Derek's calling you out.
No, I'm telling you, it's totally different. You can go back and listen to the original episode. I talked about it. Totally different thing.
Phil was talking about internet cookies.
Yep. That's what we're talking about. Now.
But you don't think that it's possible that that was in your brain?
It was a totally different subject matter.
Yeah, but you again, still heard, let the cookies cool. Yes, so then you're like,
that's a phrase that people have said cool. before. I'm not saying I invented that phrase.
Okay.
That's the thing. Like,
Phil's Michael not Scott, saying he invented it, Derek.
Right, and Michael Scott's not the first person to have said that either. But in the context of the computer stuff. And it fits. And our listeners love it. So there.
Yeah, but now they're applying it to non...
That's fine. That it's taken on a life of its own. It's beyond me now. I started it, but I can't stop it. No one is going to keep the cookies down.
Okay.
You don't know if they're going to toss the cookies. That'd be bad.
You just said you... See, you did just say you started it.
In that regard, I started talking about it in that way. Now it's taken on a life of its own. I didn't invent the... I'm not the first person to have said, let the cookies cool. But I am the first person to use that in that context.
Of internet cookies?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
That's what you said, but show me where someone's talking about internet cookies cooling.
Yeah, but we don't have all of recorded conversation.
That's what I'm saying. No one has brought forth something about internet cookies cooling.
Just because it's not documented online, it didn't happen.
Yep. It is documented online that I made it up. So there.
All right.
All right, we got another letter.
Mark Ariano. Hey guys, Mark here. First, let me just say thanks again to Brendo for the invite to Lucha Underground. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Really nice time hanging out and seeing the first part of Ultima Lucha. Yeah, because we missed the second part.
Right.
Maybe we can do it again for the season 3 tapings. I'm hoping, because my concern, although I thought this was going to happen for this season, is that the demand is going to like skyrocket.
It'll be hard to get in.
But didn't happen this season. But now, like, they're getting tons of mainstream coverage, and it seemed like when we were at Ultima Lucha, there were tons of VIPs, so there was a bunch of people that were had enough connections, were like, oh, let me go. And that happened after, because the show started airing. So I think now that it's on the air, people are going to try to get in. So we'll see what happens. Also, it depends on this, because I've heard they might start season 3 as soon as March. Hmm. But I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Because if it does, that's quick, and it might still be a lot of demand. But I don't know. I mean, hopefully, maybe they'll direct. Because a couple times they direct emailed us and said we're giving you guys priority access. So maybe they'll do that again. I hope so.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It sounded like you guys had a good time.
We did, and we were sitting behind the announcers, and a guy went through a door, and that was cool. So we're still at the point in the show, because episode 2 just aired last week.
Right.
And you still can't still really... You can kind of see me, though, in this one, because they film the wrestlers all the way. And if you know it's me, you can see where I'm high-fiving the wrestler.
Oh, okay.
It's still dark, so you can't really see my face. I think next episode, I am right on the steps. So you'll definitely... And then the episode after that, I'm on the floor. And then I think after that, for the whole rest of the season, except the ones, the 4 episodes that I'm not in at all, I'm on the floor somewhere.
That's awesome.
And with Benson and with Jesse and so
Mark.
Well, Mark, I don't know if you'll be able to see us except in the shot where they go back to that door, because otherwise we're like behind a bunch of people. Okay. But in that shot, as long as they keep that shot in where they go through the door, which I don't see why they wouldn't, we are like the only people and we're like right there. Like,
that's cool.
So I don't see how we wouldn't be on it, which I think that's cool. Now he says, now this is interesting.
Okay.
So Mark writes, now that Phil is making his way through Harry Potter, I don't believe Brendo has asked the most important question yet. Which house are you in? And
interesting.
I've always been a proud member of Hufflepuff, and God knows we could use the manpower. I am also a Hufflepuff. Now, I was going to have it so, because there is there's official sorting on Pottermore.com, which that'll be your homework.
Okay.
You got to go on Pottermore.
It
doesn't take a while to do, but you have to get an account. I don't want to have to go through
all that.
And I would use my account, but then it would mess up my sorting and stuff.
So that's how, when he's saying that, like, that's how
you
know.
Well, there's this quiz, which we'll do this one.
Okay.
What do you think? I think you're either a Ravenclaw or a Gryffindor. Because Ravenclaw, because you're smart.
Well, I've only done...
But Gryffindor, because you're like Mr. Brave, Bold Phil.
It could be.
You're too assertive. Not assertive is... I don't know what right... I think you're too...
Gregarious?
To be a Hufflepuff.
Okay.
I don't think you're a Hufflepuff. Although you... And borderline Slytherin, maybe.
Interesting. Okay, so I've only read the first one and then, like, the first half of the second one. So, I mean, it has addressed
just going
them,
off of that, what do you
it
think?
I don't know enough about, like, the other houses.
Okay.
Like Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff. I mean, mm-hmm. I mentioned it kind of briefly.
Well, Ravenclaw are most notable. They tend to be more very known for their smarts.
Okay.
Hufflepuff are like... They're very
like the loyal one.
Loyal, but people tend to like as Hagrid went so far in the first book to say that a lot of people consider them duffers,
right?
Which is not true. That's the misconception,
right?
Because they're fiercely loyal, but they're very strong, and a lot of powerful wizards have come out of Hufflepuff. And on the contrary side, it's the fewest amount of dark wizards have been produced Hufflepuff. Whereas Gryffindor there has been quite a few dark wizards come from Gryffindor. I mean, Slytherin, but Slytherin also has a good side that tends to be downplayed.
Right.
So I don't know.
Okay.
Just before we take this, what do you think? If you just had to guess.
I don't know. Everybody
wants to be Gryffindor because that's what Harry is.
Well, right. But if I had to guess what's going to come
Beckendor.
Out. Beckendor. Was it Beckendor? Yes, I'm my own house.
If you had to guess right now.
If I had to guess what I'm going to get, I'm going to guess Ravenclaw.
Okay.
We'll see.
Do you prefer to eat for breakfast? Black coffee, no sugar, porridge, toast and marmalade, bacon and eggs.
Bacon and eggs.
All right. On your way out of the house, you notice a neighbor has dropped their purse in the street. What do you do? Leap across the road, pick up the purse and take it with you. You'll take it over there later. Carefully cross the road, pick up the purse and knock on the door. If no one's there, leave a note to say you have the purse. Leave the purse. It's not your problem. Kick the purse into the gutter and laugh.
B. Okay. Obvious.
What's the one thing that makes you that see? This is where I feel like you have to take the official Pottermore one because there isn't like obvious choices.
Right.
It's all very like
this one is.
Yeah. What's the one thing that really makes you angry? Other people getting in your way, social injustice, people who put "your" when they mean "your," bad manners.
Well, see, like, yeah, because this isn't obvious. Like, you're gonna pick the right answer. Because social injustice, of course, makes me more angry. I mean, bad grammar irritates me, but not the same way that a social injustice would.
What really makes me angry is social injustice,
of course, out of those choices.
This is where you're going to have to... we'll use this as a temporary...
Yeah, this is...
And I want you to go temporary. On Potter... For next week,
Pottermore.
You need to go on Pottermore.com. Pottermore. That's the official sorting... You get your sorting and you get a wand.
Okay.
And you take a series. Because again, there isn't obvious choices. And a lot of it, you're like, what does this have to do with anything? But I feel like it's. And it's also. That's J.K. Rowling's official.
That's her word.
It's official.
Okay.
And also, it tells you a lot of background of the houses. So, like, at first when I got Hufflepuff, I'm like, what? And then I read up and read all the histories. And it's got new writings from her about each thing. And I'm like, oh, this makes perfect sense.
That's cool.
What quality do you most desire in others? Most admire in others?
Okay.
Cunning, kindness, loyalty, inspiration.
Probably kindness.
All right.
Yeah.
What quality do other people most admire in you? Courage, warmth, intelligence, clarity of purpose.
Interesting.
Ooh.
That's tough. I don't know. I'm going to say warmth in that case.
I think that's what I would say.
You know.
Maybe clarity of purpose.
I suppose. But, I mean, I think just friendly, hopefully.
You're on your lunch hour, and there's a long line at sandwich counter.
Okay.
What do you do? release a mouse on the premises so everyone leaves, order a sandwich,
okay,
forget lunch and find a bench to sit and read, go to the supermarket, buy a bread roll and some cheese and make your own, stand in line chatting to the people in front and behind.
So I'm at a lunch hour. So this is tough to relate to.
Yeah.
Well,
let's say you like have to get the kids.
All right.
Or you're like you have a movie.
Going to a movie, but is there enough time to talk to people? I mean, if I'm not going to miss something,
You're on the lunch hour.
Yeah, I'll stand in line.
All right.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Beatle?
Paul.
You didn't even have to think about
that. That's easy. Live and let die, man.
What's your idea of a good vacation?
Ooh.
A beach holiday with family, a climbing holiday in the mountains,
yeah,
a trip to the museums of Europe, taking a yacht around the Virgin Islands.
Those all sound fantastic.
Yeah, this is where you got to make some choices.
I don't know. I guess I'd have to say a beach holiday with family.
All right.
But those are all great. I mean, they took a cruise to the Virgin Islands.
Did Derek leave? Because we're ignoring him. Who knows what happened with Derek?
He's busy.
What do you most want for Christmas?
Okay.
Xbox One, iPhone 6, Apple Watch, Google Glass, some gadgets.
Okay.
All the latest tech. A really big book about science. To see the look on my loved ones' faces as they open their presents. A stout pair of shoes and a warm jumper.
All right, this one's tricky, but I'm going to have to go that process of elimination because I don't care about, I don't want to get shoes or clothes. A really big book about science, I mean, that could be fun, but that could be really boring. And the specific tech they list is Xbox, iPhone, Apple Watch, and Google Glass, which I don't care about
any of those.
So by that, I would have to go to see my loved one's faces, and I do enjoy that. I mean,
especially as a parent.
I love giving my kids presents. I love, like, a good, like, there's nothing better than giving Janelle a present where she cries at, you know? But I also like getting stuff. Just none of those things hit me there.
What is the last thing you do before you go to sleep? Read a chapter of an improving textbook. Plan your activities for the morning. Knock your head on the pillow 7 times so you wake up at 7.
What? Is that a thing? I've never heard of that before.
Write in your journal.
I kind of don't do any of those things.
But if you, like,
it doesn't
what
say
is the most
BS in bed.
What is the most ideal for you?
Well, I like reading in bed, but so, I don't know about an improving textbook though. That kind of
if you had to pick one.
But I don't really plan for the morning. I do like work. I don't really write in a journal, but I do stuff. I'm going to say reading a chapter just for the sake of – because I do read in bed sometimes. So, but
no, all right. Here we go.
All right.
You're Hufflepuff.
Yeah. There you go. Based on that.
Wow.
But this is a temporary thing.
This is temporary because this is not official.
All right.
Go on Pottermore.
Pottermore it is. But there you go. Temporarily a Hufflepuff.
All right.
All right. That was good. That was fun.
I think you need to go to the official
school. Definitely, to get the official. But that,
I still think you might be a Ravenclaw or a Gryffindor. But I could also see Hufflepuff, but I think you're too...
Some of those questions, though, are really, like...
Obvious.
They are.
Whereas, again, the Pottermore ones, like, they really thought it out. And you can't... I really feel like you can't take that test and, like, there's some, but there's other ones where you're like, what?
Because on this one, it's like, you either are answering, like... Nice, what a normal person would do, or oh, I want to get Ravenclaw, so I'm going to put something.
Yeah.
I want to get Slytherin.
I feel like Pottermore, like it's way difficult to do that.
Yeah,
they're way more like obscure, and also some of them again, like you're like, what the heck is this about? So he put that, and then he says, "Keep up the great work, Mark from Palm Springs." P.S. The record is so sweet.
Yeah,
Mark got his record. I know Brian Epidaca got his record in the mail.
So hopefully,
people should start getting them in the mail.
Yeah, I mean, by the time you hear this, everyone should have it.
Yeah,
because it went out. You know, I think last Thursday.
But can't media mail take up to 2 weeks?
It can, but I also send it from the post office hub in Redlands, which always like
post office
gets
hub
it fast there.
It's by my old.
Yep.
By my old office.
Yeah, and it always goes fast from there. So
I was going to go over there, and then I just felt weird even going near that place, because then I would want to go and get a sandwich from the sandwich lady.
You tempted to go in there?
And then I'd be like, well, and I know it's open to the public. I could go in there.
So I could go in there sometime and get you a sandwich.
Yeah.
Smuggle it out to you. Are you allowed to take it out?
Yeah, you can. Oh, and you have unlimited. Okay, this is why. Oh, the sandwich. First of all, the sandwich lady is so nice.
Right.
And then there is this big bowl. Okay, first of all, not even before you get the big bowl. So you get your sandwich, and it's freshly made, fresh bread,
right.
Fresh everything. And she knows, and like it's great. And she knows the kind of bread I want and everything. And then there's like four different kinds of pickles and there's some peppers and it's all you want. Oh. Like sweet gherkins.
Really?
You can just, I would seriously take the tongs and just dump like 20 of them and just like, and then there's a big thing of homemade chips. Homemade.
Really?
Like and potato just ones? All you, potato chips.
Oh.
All you can take. So I would fill up. Like my whole thing with like chips
nice.
And things, so it's like a super meal. It's great, and it's like $4.50.
Well, thank you guys for writing. Everyone that wrote, thanks, Mark.
I want
for
that
the,
sandwich.
The good words about the record.
But thanks. If I went in there and I saw my boss,
yeah, that'd be weird.
Or like anybody
you
in there, they're like,
"I want to do that."
I'm just here to get the sandwich.
Just want the sandwich.
But you can. It says it's open to the public.
It is.
But that would be. But then they'd be like, "What is he doing here? Is he trying something? What's happening? This is weird."
Drop a business card.
But what if I went when I know that they're not? No, how would I know that?
One of these days, we'll have to go down there, and you tell me where to go, and I'll get you the sandwich.
Oh, it'd be so good.
And the record is so good.
They have the best roast beef.
Everyone, the record is good.
The record is great. Everybody's saying it's great. Mark says great. Apodaca, I don't know, because he just had the package. He hadn't opened it yet.
Okay. If for some reason you hear this and you haven't gotten it yet, please let me know. I hope that it all went to the right addresses and stuff. But, you know, things happen. Actually, that's crazy. Like, they have a thing in the post office now where they enter the person's name and the address, and if it doesn't have a match, they'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. The post office website has, like,
it's
there's
nuts.
There's websites now where they're like, we don't, there's, I guess there's an address database.
Yeah, so now, like,
I've had where, like, if I don't enter my address in the exact right way, it'll, like, flag, like, they'll be like, did you mean this address? Yeah. I'm like, what?
Or, like, there's one of them that actually came out, like, oh, this isn't right, but then it just because it didn't have the 4-digit extension on there and blah, blah, blah. I don't know, that's cool. So everyone should have gotten them. Definitely check it out. And let us know what you think. Post a picture with you on the record with the record on the turntable.
If you send us a picture holding your record with a celebrity,
then we'll give you a like on Facebook.
We're gonna do a cracked contest.
I don't know. Yeah,
you get
with a celebrity.
We'll send you stickers.
We'll send you a bonus. Well, we are gonna get stickers, but
we'll send you
bonus stickers.
We'll send you a prize from the prize box. How about that?
Yeah, that's good. Prize box prize.
Holding the record.
With a celebrity.
Which means somebody...
We have to both have know who
Phil
it is.
Phil and I both have to know who it is.
If I don't know who it is...
Unless I will give my own prize if it's like a wrestler.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. A wrestler, that's good.
A wrestler that I know who it is.
Okay.
Not Indie Joe Bob in your town.
Right, a real... Like,
it could be an indie wrestler, but one that I know.
It's got to be you now. Okay, that's fair.
That counts.
All right.
But otherwise, Phil has to know.
That's your assignment, America. You know what I do know, though?
What do you know?
I know that Stitcher is a good place to listen to podcasts.
It is great. I've been listening to it all week. I got my phone, because I stopped putting it in here because I just can't hear that well from in the kitchen.
Right.
Because, I don't know, noise... And I have to turn my speakers up way loud, and then I'll forget that they're up way loud, and then if I'm listening to music over here, it'll scare the crap out of me.
Yeah.
So now I just put my phone, and then I got my phone right there, and then
nice.
I can hear it, and it's great, and I can control it too, because if I put it out here, then I can't control it.
Right.
And if I have to get up, so Stitcher is great. Go to RadioBrendo.com. If you haven't signed up for a free Stitcher account, you can do so. You can listen to podcasts on all your mobile devices and on the web browser. And there's even some, like, certain things are supporting Stitcher, like smart TVs and other things. And, yeah, that's pretty cool. If you haven't signed up for a free account yet, use the code BrendoMan. And when you do that, I still don't even know if they still do codes. But whatever. Also, be sure to thumbs up while you're listening. And
please,
if you really want to, you can comment and review on Stitcher. Be sure to rate and review us on iTunes. I actually finally figured out how to go to different iTunes stores, and we had some reviews in Canada and Europe.
Nice.
What'd but they were say? Like older ones, but they were great.
Nice. Thank you.
So, yeah, we haven't gotten a bad, like, written review.
These two guys are jerks. Listen to them.
Look at them jerks. But they were, so I read some. I didn't try, like, other. Because you have to change every time you want to go to a different country.
Right.
There's services that you can pay for that will send you all your. But, like, I'm not going to pay. Yeah. And, like, the last review that we've ever had was from, like, we did have one from 2015.
Okay.
But before that, it's, like, 2013, 2012.
I mean, to be fair, how many times do you go on and rate stuff that you listen to and like?
Only if it's a podcast that I really love and they have to say it, like, 10 times before I actually do it.
That's why,
like,
I don't think we should take it,
like,
personally.
I think it was, like, 10 episodes before I actually did it for The Blaze.
Yeah.
And, like, so, because it's kind of, you have to sign in. If you forgot your Apple ID, which I forget all the time,
right.
Like, it's a giant pain in the butt.
And they have, like, weird rules about
your passwords.
Password thing has to be.
So I'm like, and like.
So if you do it, we greatly appreciate you going to the effort of doing it.
Yeah.
And
it really helps us. Like, at least, at the very least, subscribe on iTunes, because that is, like, the biggest, like. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes if it's even remotely something that you want to do. And coming soon, Google Play Store is supposed to open up by the end of this month.
Oh, yeah.
From what I heard. So that's another place you'll be able to rate,
all over the place.
Review, share. There's all, I don't know, just that's the best way you can help us out, is just spreading the word, getting more people to listen to. I know, again, we know it's a hard sell, but some people seem, you know, who knows?
You know, some other shows, there's lots of great shows out there. You can also listen
even on Stitcher or even not Stitcher. Go to BenviewNetwork.com. We were talking earlier, Extra Damage.
Yeah.
Awesome. They're talking lots of great video game talk. Got me really excited. Have you heard about this gig? Josh, like, is raving about it.
Which?
It's called The Witness.
Oh, yeah.
It's a guy that does that did Braid,
yeah.
But it takes place on an island, and it's all these crazy puzzles. He said that you would, like, lose your life. He's like, maybe you shouldn't tell Phil.
No, I've been reading a lot of stuff about it. He says your
kids would die. Because
we don't have to get, what is it on?
It's on Steam. It's on PlayStation 4.
All right.
But it's on. But the reason why I don't have it, it's $40, which, like, and I ever, based on, I want to get it, because, like, I don't have $40 to spend on a game. But Josh is, like, raving about it. A lot of people are raving about it. If you like puzzle games, and, like, again, it takes place on a deserted island. And deserted island puzzle games feel like.
You just hit, like, all the categories there. Yeah. No, I've seen quite a few people going on about it, and it looks really interesting.
I want to get Josh's exact words, because it made me laugh.
Okay. Meanwhile, while you're looking for that, I also just recently listened to, actually just tonight, I finally got to listen to the Shut Up Leonard, where they talked to Mark Harmon, and it was really cool.
Mark Harmon.
Did I say Mark Harmon?
That's the NCIS guy.
No, that's the summer school guy.
Yeah, which is also, he's on NCIS.
I know, but I'd rather refer to him as the summer school guy.
Summer school is great.
Yeah, it is.
All right. So he
says,
Dan
Harmon.
So first he accidentally sent me this message, because this is how I found out about it, because I think he was talking to somebody else, because he had a window up. He said, it's maddening and amazing, and I have cursed at it a ton. I love puzzle games that make you feel like a genius. This one has the knack for making you feel like that, and then immediately showing that no, you are nowhere near a genius. And then he said, sorry, I have no idea why that posted, but I was talking about the puzzle game The Witness, and the above is still true, haha. Then he said, you should show it to Phil, but I think he will lose his mind over it. He would leave all obligations, I bet.
That's great.
So, like, that's Josh knows you.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty, I don't know.
I love puzzling. I'm still working on Layton.
Think about how many hours are you at in Pokemon Shuffle?
Oh, my gosh.
Because you have, like, a crazy amount of, like, I thought I played it. Are you, because you were over 200 a while ago.
Yeah, I think I'm approaching 300.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it doesn't ever stop.
That's like a free.
It doesn't ever
like
stop.
It's like playing Candy
Crush. I love it. And
I got mad.
I stopped doing it on my phone, though. I got irritated with the phone one.
See, I haven't touched my DS in a while because of Fallout.
Yeah, I just... The phone one... I don't know. It keeps making me, like, download
they
updates.
They really want you to buy
stuff. I'm not going to do it.
Downloading updates is... That's how they update the game. They do it on the DS, but on the phone, and they have to download
it. Yeah, but it's like every time I go on it, it's got a new update. Like,
well, often they update the
DS is like once every few weeks. This is like three times a week it wants me to update on my phone. It
takes like 2 seconds.
It doesn't. It's a long, like long. The last one took 10 sucks. Minutes to update. That's ridiculous.
Because your internet sucks.
Well, the DS one updates really fast, so how come it takes so much longer on my phone?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Anyway... I do want to check that out. But, speaking of internet.
Yeah.
Let's say you wanted to have a website. Where would you host it?
I don't even know.
You don't know? I think I know.
You?
I'd host it at DreamHost.
That's a good, really, DreamHost. That's
yeah. Yeah. And it's a dream place. Come true for all your hosting needs.
Yeah.
If you use the promo code RadioBrendoMan, you'll save $50 and get a free domain registration.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I get a new Radio Brendo coming up soon, and they already like are saying my card isn't good, even though it doesn't expire until March. But I guess it's because the domain renewal is not going to happen until March.
Oh, okay.
So like your card's going to be expired then. I'm like, I know that, you tards. Like,
give me time.
I got that's so far ahead. Like on the time. Like I'm in no position to renew things right. Like that are that far ahead. Like my whole life situation could change
right.
By then. Like, so I'm just, because at first I freaked out. I'm like, oh my gosh, no. I'm like, did I lose the domain? Because, like, I've lost the domain because the auto renewal didn't go through. Yeah. And then, like, that's it. Because yeah. Then, like, it was the next day and somebody had already taken it. But with Namecheap, they give you plenty of time. And I think there's a buffer where even if you expire, they keep it for, like, an extra week. Whereas with GoDaddy, like, if you miss that day, it's over. And, like, somebody's already got it. Like, at midnight on that day, it's done. And that's how I lost Radio Brendo, man. Can you imagine if we lost Radio Brendo also?
Oh,
what's
my gosh.
Next? What do we do?
Radio.
B-Man.
B-Man. B-Man. Brendo Man Radio.
Hey, yeah. Like, we'd have to get really creative. That'd be so annoying.
That'd be bad.
Well, we're not going to lose
it. That's good.
Because they freaked me out, and I'm like, wait, March? What?
So was this a promotion for DreamHost just now?
I don't know what that... No, that was just talking about...
Oh, credit cards. Just
credit cards.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
No, DreamHost is great.
Yeah.
Because DreamHost, they, like, operate, like, a real business, and, like, if you, like, your auto... If you don't... Because I don't even have it set to auto-renew, and they're like, your bill is due in 90 days. Like, they give you 90 days...
That's pretty good.
...to, like, pay... And then if you don't, then they just turn it off. But that's a lot of time to figure out what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And so they're great. I've never had a problem with them. They've addressed any discrepancies or any kind of questions about things. Like their tech support is great over the emails. Because if you're like me, you don't want to call in.
Yeah.
And I don't. On DreamHost, you have to pay extra to have that option. So, and I'm fine with that because their email support is great. And,
you know what else is great?
And it's also very cheap. And you know what else? What else is great, Phil?
I love getting to buy things on Amazon and have it show up at my house like a couple days later.
Sometimes the next day.
Sometimes.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you can have that experience too by getting an Amazon Prime free trial. Going to RadioBrendo.com, click the Amazon Prime free trial link, you'll get a 30-day free trial. That gives you access to the Instant Watch library, huge Instant Watch library.
Gordon McGibbons.
Love that, Gordon McGibbons.
Gotta watch it.
Man in the High Castle, Heistin'.
Yep.
Even if it's only one episode.
Still worth it.
They got that Mozart show that won all the Golden Globes.
Mozart in the Jungle.
Which I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
May give it a try. Just
you want to find
check
out,
it out,
you gotta have Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. Man in the High, did I already say Man in the High Castle?
Yeah.
There's other ones.
There's a lot.
Transparent.
There's a ton of stuff on there. A lot of, if you have kids, there's
HBO,
a lot of kids stuff on there.
HBO stuff. They got all the Nickelodeon stuff.
Yeah.
Clarissa Explains It All is on there. Some of the other stuff. Batman, the animated series.
All on Prime.
And you can also use the Kindle lending library, which if you have a Kindle, you can get one free book a month out of there, including the Harry Potter books. Did you know that?
I did, yes.
And you get unlimited 2-day free shipping with no minimum order size. So you see that thing that's on sale for $2, you need a cable, you need a thing. Normally you have to use that website where you get it to the $25.
Nope.
No more doing that. And no Super Saver, you don't know when that's getting there.
Yeah, Prime is good.
Prime.
Or if you got a lot of time, you do the Prime deal where you're not in a hurry and you get credits to buy more stuff.
Yeah. And then if you like it after the trial, it's just $99 a year.
Yeah.
But even if you, let's say you already have Prime.
Tell them how to get that after.
Oh, I did. You go to RadioBrendo.com and click the Amazon Prime free trial. Okay, I already said that.
You said that. Okay,
that is the second time that I said that.
Okay, good. Well, two times is good.
I guess you got to say it like, isn't it like 8 times?
Something like that.
I'm not going to do that.
They've heard it a lot. They know.
Amazon Prime free trial link.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime free trial. Free
Amazon trial. Stuff.
Amazon.
If you help, if you want help, you don't want to get Prime or you already have it.
Or you're just whatever.
Want to do another thing.
But we all shop on Amazon.
Buy some stuff.
I feel like we said Amazon enough times.
Amazon, yeah. See, you got it in there. Go to the website, click the Amazon link on the right-hand side,
yeah.
Buy stuff. We'll read out loud.
Even if it's butt plugs.
Even no matter what it is, we'll read it. Or at least Brendan will read it.
Phil won't even say the word butt plugs.
Nope.
All right, well, this week we don't have anything.
No, there's some fun stuff.
There's a little bit.
It's not as bad, but.
It just says the word sexy.
It's still.
All right, we got Indera Men's Tall Long Sleeve Union Suit. What's a union suit?
I don't know. Like from the Union Army?
Oh, it's like a Long Johns.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, like for cold weather.
Wow.
Never heard it called a union suit.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Is that like a British term?
Maybe it's just fancy words for.
It is. It's long underwear. Is there a flap on the butt?
Slit with a button.
You sit on it, but it falls off fast.
Oh, using it under hockey gear.
I guess you would want to wear long underwear when you're playing hockey.
Makes sense. It's got to be movable.
I was trying to find the one star.
Okay, let's see. What do people not?
Very poor quality. I guess we shouldn't read these.
It's thin. Because
then people might not buy stuff.
No,
it's thin and see through.
If it's and underwear,
the fabric
who cares
is rough and cheap,
through.
Even if rough, that's not good. Very, very thin material.
Interesting.
Somewhat pointless to even bother putting it on. I put something else on under over it, so maybe it's not warm enough. I don't know. It does look pretty thin.
But maybe that's what they're needing it for. Like, it depends on your purpose. Because it doesn't say long underwear. It's not like sold as like a to be warm thing. And it's got a butt slit. So, I mean, there's that.
Butt slit.
It's said right there. All right. So, what about long underwear?
Metolius Foundation Hold Set? 35-pack holds and boards?
What is that? These are all things I don't know.
What the heck? I still don't know. Oh, these are for, like,
rock climbing walls.
Yeah,
that's cool.
You put the little holds. You can make your own rock climbing wall.
Who's doing that? Is someone making one?
Someone making a rock climbing wall?
One?
That's pretty sweet.
I want to know about that. Tell us about that. I love those.
Ooh, that's cool.
That's really cool.
Even though I can't rock climb, but that looks fun.
There was a time when I was pretty adept at that.
Did you go to, like, climbing gyms?
I took a rock climbing class at Biola.
But you also lived
in the mountains. You know, I've done ropes courses like at Hume Lake.
Your backyard was your climbing gym. Because in San Diego, you could go, there was places you could go, but it was a bit of a drive. So they had there was a gym called Rock Solid Gym. And
when I took the class at Biola, we went to a gym like that. But we also went up to the mountains. I'm probably not as good at that anymore. Probably
I have no upper body strength.
Yeah.
So I would die.
Yeah.
That was the end. Like, American Gladiators, at first I was like, I could be on the show. As soon as I saw the wall, I was like, nope.
Well, what about the thing where they, like, pedal with their
that
hands
too.
Above their head? Yeah, dead. All right, what else?
This is the one. And this is, again, this
well,
is
pretty, it's pretty tame.
Sexy men's briefs, leopard print, underwear man. What?
Wait, boxer shorts? It says
briefs.
Briefs,
and then it says boxer shorts, and then it says trunks.
Underpants, mini trunks.
What the heck one is it?
I don't know.
It's all
whatever
of them.
Whatever you want it to be.
Those are not boxers
those
at
not
all.
Those are briefs.
Why does it say boxer shorts? That's like a man pouch.
Yeah, it's a banana hammock.
Yeah. Whoa. Jeez. Those aren't. Why does it say man boxer shirt? This is like every possible word.
Yeah.
And then it's clearly not.
But
what?
That's not – is that helpful for a listing to have that much stuff?
Why would you want to wear – I don't know why anybody wears, like, these things that go up your butt. That can't be comfortable. Thong. Why do girls do that? Like, that can't be comfortable.
I don't know. I don't think that's something I would want to do.
No.
Wash them well, I guess. I hope.
But also, it's like, that's just, how do you walk around?
I don't know. It would not work for me, that's for sure.
What is this? There's no butt on me.
Oh, see? They're sexy.
All right. I knew better. Sleep suit, costume, cosplay, homeware, loungewear, kigurumi, onesie pajamas, penguin.
Again, I feel like they're just putting as many words in these descriptions.
Well, they're trying to get you. Whoa!
It's a penguin costume.
So that's a full-on, but it's also a onesie.
Like pajamas.
That looks really comfortable.
Yeah, like with a hood.
I want a kigurumi. They don't make them big enough for me, probably.
No.
Oh, look at, they got all kinds of different ones. They got penguin, panda bear, whatever that is. Is that an owl?
Giraffe.
Dinosaur, leopard bear, zebra, ooh,
a bat.
Oh, I thought it was a tanuki. I was like, tanuki. cow, elephant. Oh, it's got little elephant feet. There's a pink dinosaur, pink pig, black pig, kangaroo, monkey. Skull. These are pretty awesome. Demon?
How does that fit in with all the other demons?
And frog.
Frog, monkey, demon. That's funny.
By fun and furry. Okay, that's a little...
That's someone else. That's a different one.
I kind of want one of these.
All right.
They're not that expensive.
Yeah?
But I don't know if they would fit me.
They look comfy, but yeah.
They have fat ones. You mean fat furry fats?
What's the one star? Let's hear it.
We'll need to sew this by hand and hope all the seams are not that poor quality. Time will tell. Cute, but lasts about a week before the hood started to separate. Three holes and growing. Oh.
All right.
Cute, but don't expect it to last more than a day.
Well, costumes generally don't.
Especially if they're, like, running around and tumbling in it.
And we're talking about, like, $30. Like, our kids' costumes, if we went to, like, we go to the carnival and trick-or-treating, they're falling apart, like, halfway through the first day.
Falling apart, yeah.
That's the way it is.
I need to get, I need to get some new pajama pants when I have money. Sleep and lounge.
Now don't shop.
I'm just Amazon shopping.
All right, let's see what else we got.
Ooh, Fallout pants.
Fallout pants. Or Fallout page.
Sitting around playing Fallout.
All right, what else do people buy?
In the books category, we got Horrifyingly Mad, more than 50 years of classic strips to scare you silly.
Nice.
Do you have this one?
I don't have that one.
It's the horror.
Although,
it's got a Frankenstein.
Based on how most of those collections are, I probably have 99% of the strips.
It's only $2.
Wow.
It's really cheap.
It's really cheap. I have a lot of Mad, and I have a lot of collections.
I know you have a ton of them.
Wow, it's all 5- and 4-star reviews.
There you go.
Pretty good.
No bad reviews. People love Mad.
Yeah, can't go wrong with Mad.
Horrifyingly Mad. It's pretty good.
All right.
We got Neewer Red 180-degree fisheye lens, plus wide-angle lens, plus macro lens, 3-in-1 kit for Apple iPhone.
Ooh, that's cool.
So it's like an iPhone lens. It attaches on to the top. Just pop it on there.
One of those.
That's pretty cool.
How much? It's only $5.
I wonder how well.
With free shipping.
It's got pretty good reviews. 4 stars.
Huh.
You should try it out.
That'd be fun. I mean, just if for $5, I'd mess around with that.
I got a bunch of. Look at all these. You can get a camera crane.
All right, if you bought that, write us and tell us how it works. Should I buy that?
Your fisheye lens.
Wide angle. That's really cool. Interesting. All right. What else we got?
We got a Panasonic in-ear headphone.
Okay.
That's like earbuds. Is that what that is? Earbuds?
Sounds like it.
Yep.
Earbuds. Cool.
$6.
Cool.
We got in the MP3 downloads, we got episode, I bet you this is that, podcast.
I love that they still use our thing.
Super knocking boots.
I love that they use ours still to buy the others.
Well, maybe
we're going to loot once they start doing their own Amazon thing.
And then somebody was on Groundhog Day because they got, I got you, babe.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And then that place where pain lives, it's a song by King 810.
Ooh. Interesting. Ooh. Is it like a single?
I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because it's got two tracks.
Nice.
It's pretty cool.
Hard rock and metal. Sweet.
Metal.
Alright, what else?
33-piece security bit set with magnetic extension bit holder. So it's like drill bits.
Yeah.
Toys and games. Hot Wheels Star Wars Starship Phantom.
Oh, yeah. These are the ones, like, cars that look like that. Oh, no. Yeah.
It's like on a little thing.
Interesting. A little display stand.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can fly with, like, your finger. You put it on your finger.
Oh, I got it. It's almost like a
flight navigator doubles as a display stand. So, yeah. So it's like a thing. And they're little, it's like a little ship.
So kids can show off their collection, let's be real.
Kids. It's like that SNL.
Yeah, exactly. Or leave it in the box.
Toy contains a marble. Not for children under 3 years.
Where is there a marble?
This toy is a marble. What? This toy is a small ball?
Wait, no, look at the next one. Children can choke on inflated or broken balloons.
They went crazy with
They're just, like, putting all the warnings on there.
Warning.
There's, like, five small ball warnings.
This toy will kill a child under 3 years old.
But there's no marbles or balloons or balls. What the heck?
Something's wrong with this system.
That's weird.
Go Phantom, Rebels. Nice replica and toy for the collectors that are kids at heart. Buy now. All the detail, like in the Rebels cartoon series. Highly recommended. All caps. All
right.
All of these Hot Wheels models are very well made. My grandson loved this. My 6-year-old grandson loves anything Star Wars.
Sounds like they know their audience.
Old people Amazon reviews are pretty funny. Because this is my 6-year-old grandson, comma, loves anything Star Wars.
Space 2 exclamation points.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Grandma.
Now, see, they have report abuse. They should have report grammar abuse. That'd be great. I would like that button.
That would, you could just click everything on the internet.
Just, it would just make me feel better. Like, not, it just goes to, like, nothing.
It's like the crosswalk.
Yeah.
It's a placebo.
Yeah. But make me feel like I'm getting something here.
All right. Video games. Oh, Lego Star Wars Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Excited?
Very.
Do you have the Avengers, the new Avengers
one?
No,
not yet. I've
heard good things.
Here's my thing with Lego games.
Hmm.
I always buy two games later.
Okay.
Because they always go down to $19.99 after like 6 months.
Yeah.
So I always get them at $19.99.
But that Avengers one,
it's going to be great. I will get it. But I always wait till it goes
and
through.
Then we've got the big PlayStation 4. I know people bought PS4s for this. The new Uncharted game.
Yeah.
A Thief's End. I've still never played an Uncharted game, I've heard.
But it looks really
They
fun.
Look amazing.
Yeah.
I'm sure. And now you can get, like, the special collection of all of them. And I'm sure I'd like them. Because, I like adventure games. I want another Heavy Rain. Heavy Rain was, like, the coolest game I've ever played. And it was like, that had real different endings. Like, you legitimately had to play through it multiple times, and every ending was different, and every choice led to a slightly different ending, and then depending on what you did, it was a completely different ending. Like, it really felt like, whereas, again, with Fallout, like, I played another 20 hours just to get the same exact thing.
They should make Clue the movie the game. Then you'd get some different endings.
Yeah. Well, that's what Heavy Rain felt like. And also, Heavy Rain had this crazy detective mode where it just really felt like you were a detective and you were looking for clues that I've never experienced.
Huh.
the closest they've come in like the Batman Arkham aside, but even that was not to the detail level where like you have these scanning goggles and you're like going around and depending on how much you could still get past that part by like having like a certain level of it, but if you kept going you could find all the evidence. It was kind of like also L.A. Noir, like those, like the real where you really feel like you're a detective doing detective stuff. Like L.A. Noir was amazing, and I know people, it got some middling reviews, but most people, like, I've never had that where you're like you're interrogating people and there's multiple paths, and you really felt like you were actually contributing and doing things, and things, you got different outcomes.
Right.
Whereas in most of these games, you're just getting railroaded Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for buying all that sweet stuff. Keep it up. And we appreciate you helping out the show.
Yep.
It's really cool.
And if you want to get more involved in our great community of people and stuff, don't forget to check out our Facebook group. We're always
definitely
doing more stuff.
Somehow I got kicked out of the group this week.
How?
I don't know. Like I was trying to find it. I noticed I wasn't getting any notifications from it. So I like searched.
Did you accidentally unsubscribe?
I must have, because I had to like and then Janelle like re-added me back in.
Hmm.
I don't know. So if I didn't respond to something this week, it's because I was like out of the group for a week.
I responded to you. I because Kevin posted a thing today.
Yeah. I saw that.
He went to the field. Apparently it's in Chatsworth.
Yeah.
Should go.
You saw what I said.
Yeah.
Just because the Bad News Bears is well loved, but you notice he didn't talk well about Bad News Bears Go to Japan. Because that's a whole other monster.
He talked about it once because he didn't watch them until way later either. And he was like, what the heck is this?
It's weird. It's such a weird like transition from first to last.
Because I watched them all because I think when we got them on like video one day at the video store. And so I watched them all. And then even like the later ones were a little racist. Well, the first ones.
They all are.
They all are. But I think the later ones got even more.
Well, the Japan one is just.
And some point, I think my mom was like, what the heck are you guys watching?
Yeah. They all have that. But I guess the thing is, the first one at least has like a substantial storyline and it's well done and you get it. Whereas at the end, they're just like, it's just nonsense plus super racist.
Yeah.
And offensive, yeah.
All right, well, you can also check out our subreddit, and there's links to all these on RadioBrendo.com. Don't forget our Kickstarter.
Yeah, if you have,
Don't forget that we had a Kickstarter, but the records...
Records are all out, so you should have those. This week, I'll be sending out a link to the MP3s.
You haven't done that yet?
On purpose, I haven't, because I wanted people... who are going to get the records.
The record
MP3s of what we say on the record.
Okay.
Because some people have mentioned that they don't have turntables and will therefore not be able to listen to it. So I didn't want to send it out until people had the records because I want them to listen to it first if they can on the record.
Okay.
But that way if you're getting it and you say you have nowhere to listen to it, well, you'll be able to hear it. So keep an eye out for those emails because some people have not realized that the emails that I'm sending have links to rewards and stuff. And then, so that's the update for the week. And that'll be cool. Pretty cool.
All right. We also got our Clicker Heroes clan still going strong. If you play Clicker Heroes, it's a free game on the web at clickerheroes.com, or you can get it downloaded on Steam. There's a phone version for free. And we have a clan. It's Radio Space Brendo Man. If you go, when you look, search for a clan. And we still got spots. Don't forget to check out Phil's web empire.
Right.
JanelleandPhil.com. Janelle's awesome travel website. There's a great article about Disney cruises.
Yeah.
And I've also, the airfare one was extremely helpful. That's myvacationpants.com. You can get all the links at JanelleandPhil.com, but also Mandarin Orange Show.
Third episode will be going up Tuesday.
Give me something to listen to.
Yeah.
It's very entertaining. Your banter is great. I was going to text you, but I couldn't get my camera to work at the time.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm listening to your show, and I wanted to show you how much progress I had made on the puzzle.
Oh, nice.
Because I did between last week.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's a lot. Also, Long Beach Comic Expo. We talked about this last time, but it's coming up in a couple weeks. We're going to be The convention is from February 20th and the 21st. We're going to be there on Sunday, February 21st, doing our Webcomics Advocates panel. It's going to be at 11:30 a.m. in the Rumble Room.
Rumble!
Just think, let's get ready to rumble with the Webcomics.
At 11:30.
And we'll have stickers.
Yeah.
Stuff. So, come on down.
Unofficially have stickers.
It's going to be great. No,
Long Beach. Long Beach, it's okay. Right.
Comic-Con and WonderCon, it's by request.
Yes.
And we gotta be cool.
Yeah.
And you gotta promise not to do anything with those stickers. Cause we could get in.
Right.
We're independently giving you a sticker.
As a friend.
As a friend. Cause friends give each other stickers.
Yeah. But in Long Beach, we just got stickers.
But speaking of Comic-Con, we are officially on the docket at WonderCon.
Yeah.
It's gonna be March 25th through the 27th.
In LA.
In Los Angeles at the LA Convention Center. We cannot specifically say when our panel is because they told us not to.
But we know when it is.
But we know when it is. And it's going to be, but because they might shift the schedule around, so.
Right.
Why they, until the program guide comes out, they say don't. But we can say that we have a panel.
Definitely.
It's going
to
be awesome.
So come
super excited. But WonderCon's going
to
be sweet. And get your badges now. They're pretty affordable, but they're probably going fast. So
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
What's going on with you? We already talked about
it. Well, yeah, I actually talked about all the stuff in mine.
Plague.
Mandarin
Orange Show.
But actually, there's one thing. Remember, I told you I had one I forgot to put in there. So it's kind of anyway. So the other day, we went to Disneyland, but on the way, we met up with our friends Josh and Rachel. Josh of Extra Damage.
Did you go to Fortune Cookie?
No, we actually met him at Ruby's.
Mm.
We're shocked.
Should we do down to Ruby's?
Yes.
Get some of that free Ruby's.
Josh.
Do you have a milkshake?
No, because I'm I'm on a weight.
Man, thing. What's the point of going to Ruby's?
I got a hamburger, dude. Sriracha burger. They have sriracha burgers.
They do, and they're pretty good.
It was really good. But Josh said he had brought a present for me. I brought him his record since I have to ship it to him that way.
Uh huh.
And he brought me a present.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I didn't expect him to bring me anything. And he hands me, or tries to hand me, rather.
Oh my gosh, I know what she did.
He hands me a plastic baggie full of hair. And I'm like, I'm not taking that from you. What are you doing? So, and I told him I'd tell the story. So we have a friend, her name's Allison, and she's been, was recently diagnosed with cancer and has been going through chemo.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
She started losing her hair. And because I don't know how much she listens to our show. She backed our last Kickstarter. I don't know if she's listened to it some. But because of that, she's aware of my hair thing.
Also, she's witnessed you have freak out.
She's very familiar with my. And so she donated some of her hair that she's started losing to Josh. Who then in turn put it in a baggie and brought it to me at a restaurant, mind you.
I was hoping he would do something even more sinister.
I don't know. I didn't know if he was going to do more. He wound up not, I think, because he wanted to have a nice lunch or whatever. But yeah, he was like waving. He's like, "Aren't you going to take it?" And then he's like offended. I'm like, "I'm not going to take your bag of hair."
I think I saw Allison's post on your Facebook wall. Did you get my present?
Well, so at first though, Josh didn't tell me that she like donated it. I thought he just like got it because she wound up shaving her head.
Yeah.
And they had like kind of event and Josh and Rachel went to it and I thought he had like collected it on the sly and like put it in a baggie to like come get it to me. So she put on there, she said, "Do you like on my page, do you like the present I sent you?" And I said, "Gross," you know. And then I said, "It does make me feel a little bit better knowing that Josh had permission to take the hair, though." And then she asked if it was grosser that it was like chemo hair that fell out. And I was like, "No, hair is hair.
Yeah.
That's just nasty. It's a bag of hair.
It's not like the hair has cancer or something.
It's just Josh brought me a bag of hair. You weirdo."
Of course Josh brought you a bag of hair. I know. He's been talking about doing something like that for a little. You know he jumps on this opportunity.
Oh, I know. The second he did. He thought I'd be more grossed out by that.
If he had opened the bag of hair
and dumped it
on you or just like shoved it in your mouth or something.
But I didn't take it. I think he legitimately thought I was going to grab it. I'm like, I'm not touching it.
What were you going to do?
I don't know, but I'm not taking it. He's like, it's from Allison.
Yeah, it's a nice present.
I'm like, no, that's disgusting. It's weird.
What if she said it was like her final wish?
That's, I'm, sorry. I'm not taking a bag of air. Why would that be your final wish?
It would
wish?
Make her feel better.
That's nonsense.
It would help her cheer her up.
That's nonsense.
What if it was like that could cheer her up?
Only if someone came out and said the cure for cancer is me taking that bag
of hair.
What if
the cure for cancer is you taking the hair and chewing it up in your mouth into a fine paste?
I would do that for my friend Allison, only if it cured cancer.
Phil just said he would eat hair and chew it up and spit it out into a syringe.
Only if it cured cancer. That's it. That's the only...
Well, we need to do a test.
No. Well,
oh, you have to...
Because only my saliva...
Yeah, it's like, something in your saliva with the hair.
No. All right.
Well,
no. Anyway, that was just a funny little thing.
That's pretty funny.
I told him I'm not going to take the bag, but I'll at least tell everyone about it on the show, so... Done.
So now what happened to the bag of hair?
Josh has it. I don't know. He probably, he might have kept it to make his Allison doll.
Well, I would be careful around Josh now because now you know he has a bag of hair.
I know.
Where's that hair going?
He's saving it for me. You never know when it's going to, he's like, oh, I have
a friend. I get a pepper mill and I grind up that hair.
He probably did. He works at Ruby's. He works for Ruby's.
You could have eaten hair and not even known it.
I know. He's probably laughing right now.
Are you thinking about that?
There's not sriracha. He doesn't have a sriracha sauce. He had that menu made up for me. He controls that. He can do that. He put a hair burger on there, but they just called it sriracha.
Ground hair.
I know it.
Ugh. I guess I do have something to talk about.
All right.
I cried tonight, Phil.
Okay.
Mark cried tonight. A lot of grown people cried tonight.
Wrestling related, I'm assuming?
It is wrestling related.
Okay.
The thing that we have been hoping wasn't going to happen for the last 2 years finally happened.
What?
Daniel Bryan officially retired.
Wow.
And we didn't even know it was going to today, this afternoon, because we first, last night, we found out he was going to be on Raw, and we're like, oh, what's going to happen? Oh, Daniel Bryan's going to be on Raw. Oh, it's going to be great. And, like, in the back of my head, I was like, I hope this isn't another fake retirement speech. And I'm like, nah. He's just there to support his wife, because she's on Total Divas, or they're going to set up something. He's going to be a guest referee at WrestleMania or something. And then today at, like, 3 o'clock, like, or noon, he tweeted, I'm retiring and I'm going to elaborate more tonight. And we were just all, it was
so he
like,
came on the show.
And
to
then
announce it.
He went on the show and went on Raw and it was the greatest retirement speech because right away he like, and then being the person he is, he talked about how, cause he cut his hair. He had like super long hair and a beard. He cut his hair, speaking of cancer, to donate to an organization called Cancer Wigs for Kids.
Huh.
We're already sad, and then he's like, and then he talked about, cause his dad died last year, and he's like, cause this was in his home, this is Seattle, he lives right outside Seattle, so it was like his home crowd, and they were just going nuts. Cause it was a 3-hour Raw, and he didn't come on till the very end, and they knew that's how they got the ratings. I haven't watched Raw live in like a year, but I had to, and so like, I'm just sitting through it, and like, everybody's chanting for him the whole time, and then he just gave this beautiful speech, and it was amazing. And also, the very real world that we live in where we still don't know a whole lot about CTE and what causes CTE. They know it's not just concussions. It's like in the thing that they do know is that you can – even if you – like it's not just concussions that cause it. It's the post – it's the non-concussive blows to the head and repetitive blows.
Right.
And then it might not come up. For years, because again, he's gotten cleared by multiple doctors to wrestle saying you're fine, but right now, yeah, he could be fine right now, but every blow to the head that you're taking can down the road,
right.
and you will die. There is no cure right now, and you will die a horrible death and dementia with the Chris Benoit thing, and then like football players that are killing themselves, and it's becoming this, but meanwhile, the NFL and to some degree WWE are trying to say, well, we're helping prevent concussions but concussions are not the same as CTE and that's the thing, but they're trying to tie it only to concussions and that because they're preventing concussions then it's not a problem.
Right.
And that is not true at all. I mean, as far as we know at this point, like simple, like just regular hits could be causing all this damage, and there's so much that they don't know. So I think Daniel Bryan, one, he said he got a recent test this week that indicates possibly some damage.
Huh.
So he actually, but then also you're playing with fire.
Right.
And like, and especially the more that they, the CTE thing, it's not getting better as they're doing more research. It's getting more scary, which there's a lot of questions as far as like it's really, I mean, the NFL is completely freaking out. Like, and wrestling is another big thing. So yeah, like Jim McMahon of the 85 Bears has CTE in his spinal cord.
Ugh.
Like, just, it's becoming this thing. And so I think as Daniel, he got married last year. He wants to have kids, and I mean, he's fine money wise. So I think at this point he just, cause meanwhile on the internet, it was like, oh, this is just him trying to get out of his WWE contract and he's going to wrestle somewhere else. And after seeing him tonight and crying in front, like, he immediately was crying. Like, this is real. This is about as real as it gets. And it's hard sometimes in wrestling. And also when you have things like Terry Funk, I mean, you saw Beyond the Mat, and yeah, that was in 19, and he's still wrestling, and that was like 17 years. So in wrestling, retirement, but this is a very real thing, and especially with the concussion stuff and the CTE, and it makes you think a lot about, and now it's also changed the way I watch wrestling, because it's hard to enjoy things sometimes when seeing guys headbutting each other, especially in Japan, where, yeah, and like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, and again, like, I hate to say this, but the Chris Benoit thing, I'm like, we've seen, and not that that's direct been definitive tied to CTE, but it seems pretty, pretty likely,
yeah,
because of the dementia symptoms that he had towards the end, and that's one of the direct things, and I'm like, we've seen what can happen. We've seen the absolute worst case scenario, and it's pretty horrible.
Yeah.
And we've also seen 40-year-old football players committing suicide and experiencing a lot of problems. So, like, to treat this lightly, that just seems, like, dangerous and, like, and so I don't know. I don't know what happens. Like, can I – so it's, there's a lot of – like, it's hard. And – but I love wrestling. And Daniel Bryan loves wrestling, and he talked about that. Like, if it was up to me, like, I would wrestle, but – he has to think about his family, he has to think about his, yeah, future. And then he told this big thing. He's like, my dad was sitting there the last time I was here, and it was the last time he saw me wrestle. And because his dad died really suddenly, it was like the week after he got married. He's had a really rough year or so because, like, his dad died. This is like, because this is, he's been wrestling nonstop since he was 18 years old.
How old is he now?
He's 34.
That's a long time.
And but that's a lot of concussion. That's a lot of. So yeah, that, because that's what he talked about. He's like, in the first 6 months I wrestled, I had 3 concussions, and you can only imagine 16 years on.
Oh yeah.
So, and he had a very, I mean, he did a diving headbutt. It's his move, which that was Chris Benoit's move, and Harley Race, the innovator of it, says he regretted ever innovating it.
Really?
Like, he's gone on the record multiple times. So, and granted, Daniel Bryan doesn't do it the same way Chris Benoit did, but it's still did not, it can, there's no way to do that and not cause some, and then I think about, like, even just me, I played football for, and then reading, like, when I actually, I had to stop reading about CTE because it scared the crap out of me, because it even said, like, even people who only played football for, we've seen it pop up in people who only played football for like a year in high school. I played football for 2 years in high school, and I was an offensive and defensive lineman. I know I got some concussions, and I definitely, because again with CTE, it's the lesser blows to the head that might not have any symptoms, and those repeated blows is what causes this thing. And so I'm like, for all I know, when I'm 50, because it tends to take years.
Right.
For all I know, when I'm 50, I could end up developing this.
Ugh.
And that's scary. So now I'm like, why are any parents letting their children play football? That's terrifying. But yeah, so reading like these CTE documents is like, it's very like, holy crap. Like, wow. I could have this. And like, cause I mean, even like I've had some bad, it's the smaller ripples. That's what they say, the smaller ripples after the fact. Cause I've had bad concussions. I mean, you remember my in between my freshman and sophomore year of college, you had to come drive me to school because I fell off a ladder and I had post concussion syndrome. Yeah. Cause I couldn't drive a car.
Yeah.
And I was pretty loopy.
It's scary stuff.
So now thinking about that, and then luckily after that I wasn't like playing football, but again, I know I got at least one concussion playing football in high school, and I kept going. So, and that was 2 years of, and I'm like every day, like I, like it was on the line. It's just constant hits.
Yeah.
Constant. So who knows what that did to me. And so let alone NFL players, which holy cow. So like, we're living in this weird time, and but again, there's so much. I don't know. Anyways, it was very sad, but also happy. Just remembering all the great memories, and I'm happy that I got to be there for some of his best moments. I went to That's the whole reason I went to WrestleMania New Orleans.
Right.
We saw him win the Intercontinental title last year, and I got to watch that whole journey. I've been following him, and it's just it's a bittersweet because I got back into wrestling 10 years ago because of him and CM Punk, and now they're both gone. And CM Punk could still come back sometime because he just got sick of it, and but also because of injuries, not head injuries, but other injuries. And but so there's still a possibility, but I think Daniel Bryan's done, and that breaks my heart, especially because there is so many amazing wrestlers in the roster right now, and he could have so many amazing matches with guys, and he's never, it's not going to happen. And like Shinsuke Nakamura, like Nakamura Bryan is not going to happen now, and I would pay up the nose for that. So yeah, it's just really rough. So that was rough. I cried a bunch. Like right before you got here, but I'm, you know,
I didn't even know.
So because he gave this really great speech and it was funny and it was wonderful, and then again just thinking about that journey, and again he was never supposed to succeed,
right?
Because he's not a big guy, he's not what you think of when you think of a wrestler, and he just worked his butt off. And anyways, that's what happened today. Speaking of WrestleMania, I still don't know what to do about Dallas, because now, because that Nakamura Sami Zayn match is going to happen at NXT Dallas, and I had assumed, because last year you could get tickets to NXT even on StubHub for like $50. I went on StubHub. Tickets on StubHub for that NXT event are going for like $250. Those are the cheapest ones.
Whoa.
And that's, you could get a decent WrestleMania ticket for that, but I'm thinking about, oh yeah, Steve Espinoza's on this whole, Steve Espinoza's on a whole kick telling everybody to buy Tide Pods because Daniel Bryan did a commercial. He just did a new commercial for Tide. So we want to support Bryan and
you buy Tide.
Buy Tide Pods.
Right.
I'm thinking about maybe buying some Tide Pods. but then it's, I guess I have to tell Tide, like I bought these.
Yeah. Like when Daniel you go to Bryan. A show, you got to tell them at the door what man you're there for.
I bought these because Daniel Bryan.
Go to Walmart. I'm buying these for Daniel Bryan.
So, I thought I did the math and I looked that up. If I sold my WrestleMania ticket I have now, because they're selling, so I paid like $220 for my WrestleMania ticket. The cheapest in that section on StubHub are going for like $400. So if I did that, then I could buy. So I could buy a ticket, then I could buy a ticket to NXT TakeOver, and I could just buy a nosebleed seat.
Okay.
Because now that I'm, it seems, now that I know Daniel Bryan's not going to wrestle at WrestleMania, but I think AJ Styles is, so I'm like, I want to be there. And I want to be there for Kevin Owens, because, I mean, we all know about my whole journey with him. But then I'm like, but I really want to have, I would just, the idea of having a good, but also like, I still need to know if this is going to work out. Because plane tickets are like $200.
Yeah.
And then I got to get hotel. And I don't know, but I don't know. I'm very torn right now. I got to figure this out.
Wait, what is it? May?
No, it's April. It's April. The first weekend in April. Like April 1st, 2nd. So it's coming up real quick.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I got to get plane if I'm going to do this.
Yeah, you're in that window.
I'm in that window because if you wait too long, then the plane ticket, forget about it.
Yeah.
So, like, I got to do it. And because, like, the cheapest would be Southwest. And I'm scared to fly in Southwest, but.
Well, use that Google Flight.
Well, I did that. And the one, and it's. and the cheapest on there is like $250, and then but they don't. Southwest isn't on Google Flights,
right? Yeah, that's true.
And I went on Southwest, and they could get it for like $200.
Yeah, sometimes that does work.
So, I gotta figure this out. I really, because I also could play it risky, and because sometimes on StubHub I have seen this where the day of the event everything just goes way down.
Right.
So I could go there and day of, because the NXT is on a Friday, so I could get there on Friday, buy the ticket on Friday.
Because everyone's desperate to get rid of them because it's not worth anything after
that. And then just go. And even if I don't get into that, it's not the end of the world because there's lots of – like Evolve started announcing their matches. They got some awesome matches. Huh. And there's other stuff. There's Ring of Honor tickets that aren't that expensive. I could go to the Ring of Honor thing. I could go to Access. Could maybe meet Shinsuke Nakamura at Access.
There you go.
I don't know. I just – I really want to figure out a way to go. But I also – it's a lot of money. And I'm very cash poor at the moment, but I do have some money because I'm living very frugally.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I, and then I also have to start, I got to decide if I'm like, in a couple months, I'm going to have to start really saving money because I might need to stretch out that unemployment. But yeah. I have till June, but if I'm, if things start, don't start turning around job wise, like, starting in April, I'm going to have to start, like, putting money away.
Yeah, because, I don't know.
Not that there's that much money left over to begin with, because, I mean, I'm living off what I get on unemployment.
Yeah.
And I still have to pay bills. I had to lower my insurance coverage.
Really?
Well, because, so with car insurance, because for a while it made sense for me to have, comprehensive, to have collision.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have comprehensive in case it gets stolen, but that's only, like, because I already – I don't – like, I – but then the collision, like, my car is, like, basically not worth hardly anything now, and it's just not worth it to have collision because even if they total out the car, that, like, how much I get is, like, for the amount of paying and, like, the deductible, it's just not worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm at that point, so then I lowered the coverage, and that lowered – but then they just – I guess, like, you know, this is inflation, like, because then my insurance just went up for no reason. Just
randomly.
Which is annoying.
Who do you have?
Esurance.
Oh, okay.
It's about the cheapest thing,
yeah,
like, you can get. And they're not totally horrible, like, because I know you can get cheaper through, like, Mercury, but they're, the like, devil. The devil.
That's the worst.
And I've done the AIS once. But then they're a broker, so then you don't know who you're going to end up with. And the last time I did them, I ended up with Mercury.
Yeah. Ugh.
So at least with Esurance, like, they have an app, and it's really easy. And I've done claims with them, and it's, like, super easy.
Huh.
And everything. Because now, especially now that it's through Allstate, it's basically like having Allstate, but for, like, a quarter of the price of Allstate.
Right.
So.
Do you still get to whistle that song?
No.
Or do they sing it? They sing it, huh?
Yeah.
You still get to sing the song?
No.
Okay.
I don't understand how those commercials really are supposed to sell their service. Because I'm like,
really weird.
Because I'm like, that's not a real thing. For like, so they're just making something up.
Yeah. Plus, like, the way it depicts it, those people are like your slave, like, genies.
Yeah.
Like, because they're in the middle of having a lunch break, and then you, like, summon them, and then they have to, like, miss out on it.
We don't, it's not actually selling anything real.
No.
It's completely fake.
And what it is selling is kind of, like, weirdly offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't understand, like, how that works as a commercial.
Yeah.
I guess because it's entertaining.
I guess because it's entertaining.
But that's not a real thing, and we know nothing about their actual service.
Yeah, what are you selling here?
Because, like, you don't actually do that. You have to call somebody or do something, and then who knows
how. File a claim.
Like,
fill out paperwork.
Like, that's not real.
Yeah. Oh, well. Ready for book order?
Yeah.
Did you finish anything? Oh, no.
I didn't. I'm so... Okay, Gremlins, the novelization, is... Okay, it's way better. Like, as much as I love the movie Gremlins, this novelization version, I wish they had made this movie. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty nuts. But Guype is so great. But then also, like... You get into the nuances of, like, the gremlins talk. Like, because they have their gremlinese, but right. In the book, like, you know, they talk to each other. And the Mogwai talk to each other. And, like, Stripe and Gizmo, like, you understand why Gizmo is unique. They totally explain it. Huh. They kind of explain, well, they don't explain, but they joke about the whole, like, well, what time is
the... Beating after midnight?
They address that.
Really? Because that's my, like, go-to thing.
They make fun of that. They don't really address it, but they do, at least it comes up.
Huh.
Cause like, so I think they must have filmed this, but they cut it out. But like, when he's at the police station, the police ask him like, what time zone? And at what point is it okay to like, and he's like, well, it's complicated. I don't know. So right. Like, at least they acknowledge right. That. And maybe that was just Guy being like, wait, this doesn't, yeah, that make,
doesn't
sense.
Make any sense.
So
all they would have had to do is say like, until sunrise.
Yeah.
Then it would have fixed it, but they never did.
But then, and then there's this like crazy subplot with the old lady, bank lady.
Uh-huh.
Where she's like, there's like a Goonies thing. She's gonna demolish everybody's houses.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like, she's selling off the land and like Billy's house and all their houses. Huh. Like, she's a whole evil. There's like way more stuff about that. And then,
Steve said that was in Gremlins 2.
They did bring it up in Gremlins 2 with the security guys, but this was in the novelization.
For the first one.
The crazy thing in this one also, Mr. Futterman dies.
Really?
Straight up gets killed.
Huh.
Yeah. He does not survive that gremlin attack on his TV antenna.
Right.
Like, they murder right. Mr. Futterman. Way more people die in this one. And, like, I don't know. It's just...
They were probably going for an R.
Maybe. It seems like it. Cause
it's like the initial treatment, you know.
And but it's just, there's like this whole, there's the way they tell the story in the book. I guess it might just be a book device. I don't know if this was ever going to be in the... But there's like way more, the whole thing, like, it keeps cutting to like radio broadcast to let you know like what's going on around the town.
Right.
And like, so Billy's listening to the radio, and that's how he figures out that Kate is at the bar. Like, and like, there's all kinds of different radio reports. Then the whole reason why they have to like, there's like a whole extra element of like a race against time, because I don't think this was ever in the movie. I guess it's been a little bit since I've seen the movie.
Right.
Like, I watched it last Christmas, so I guess it hasn't been that long. But I don't remember this is in the movie. The reason, there's a real race against time because the military is gonna come, and the military, so on the radio broadcast, they interview the military general, and he says, well, we wanna keep these things, they wanna take these things alive, because of course they do.
Well, of course.
And so the way they're going to do that, they're not going to use guns. They're going to come in with water hoses and flush them out.
Huh.
So they're like, we can't let them do that. That'll be the end of the world. And so they have to quickly figure out where they're at. And then they blow up the movie theater in this one. Like, they straight up blow up the movie theater. And then so I'm at the point where they just blew up the movie theater. And then they chase Stripe into the sporting goods store. Like, it's nuts.
Guy raises everything to the
next level. He does. Like, he really does take... I guess in a book you can... Because, like, this movie, I'm like, this is getting so expensive. Like, there's, like, all kinds of... There's extra gremlin attack scenes. Like, there's a whole scene where the gremlins, like, they find that the gremlins attack the bank, and the gremlins straight up killed Billy's boss. Like...
Wow.
There's all kinds of, there's a whole, even more of the mom fighting the gremlins.
Oh, yeah. That was like such a brutal scene.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's all in there, but imagine Guype descriptions of the microwave gremlin and the juicer gremlin.
That blender thing.
But yeah, they're very detailed descriptions from Guype. But he just goes into crazy detail about some of the most random things.
That's funny.
Kate, oh yeah, so the bank woman is like, it's like a Goonies, like, real estate, which I feel like that's not used as much anymore as the classic real estate takeover.
Yeah, that was always a thing.
Like, we're defending our, like, we're going to be homeless.
Yeah.
So, and also it's funny because this was the same Spielberg produced, so it's kind of borrowing that. And so Kate is on this whole crusade. Like, she's the one, like, she's trying to get a petition and all this other stuff. And so there's this whole detailed thing. And you know how in the, like, she doesn't tell her story about Christmas until the end of the movie,
right.
That's like at the very beginning. So like right away, like they're like right away, like there's no Santa Claus kids.
Because so this kid goes and picks up the novelization back in 1980, whatever, and there it is. right?
Because I didn't, when I saw that in the theater, we had left the theater before I got to the point where they said there was no Santa Claus. Like, I already freaked out, and my babysitter took me home. Because that could have been disastrous.
Yeah.
But I had already, I didn't do a Return to Oz pee pants. Because I straight up pissed my pants in the Dorothy Gale scene. But this, I think I just started crying. And
Mombi, is it?
Yeah, Princess Mombi. Which is the character in the books.
Yes, but ugh.
Freaking messed up.
Nightmares.
Oh, dude, it's terrible. And you watch it now, it's still scary as heck.
Oh, yeah. And they're all waking up and watching her.
Oh, my gosh. And then when she comes out the headless and she's like chasing her.
What were they thinking? Like, Return to Oz.
Disney. You could talk about this. This is a whole other podcast. Yeah. But hey, what if we just give Dorothy, the first thing is Auntie M and Uncle Henry take her to get electroshock therapy.
In a creepy old,
in a creepy asylum. And then you go to Oz and everybody's encased in stone and there's the frickin' wheelies. Yeah. And there's that giant rock guy.
Ooh.
And then there's all that stuff. And then the headless scene.
Yeah.
What the frig?
Well, plus, it's kind of implied that the whole reason that she goes to Oz is it's really just in her mind, she's escaping the electroshock therapy. So is it even real?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's terrifying.
It's freaking nuts.
Yeah.
And that was Disney is we got a big thing with this. It's our new franchise.
Somewhere over
they made a parade float.
Yeah.
Nuts. All right. Well, I also, Jack Vance Treasury, I made quite a bit. I'm 57% done. There's been a lot of cool stories.
Nice.
A lot of very just really cool science fiction stories. And then I got the complete book of screenwriting. But yeah.
Cool. Well, okay. So I wanted to mention this. We actually finished The Borrowers a while ago. It's one of the books I was reading to the kids. Kids loved it. It's definitely, it was written in the, I want to say 40s maybe, some archaic language. So it was cool. Reading that with them was a lot of explaining about things. What does that mean? But anyway, so we enjoyed it. So, the little people on the wall. So then Janelle got this from Scholastic. Now we're reading The Littles. And I found out, I always thought The Littles was based on The Borrowers. No, no. The Borrowers was a series of books. It was started, I can't remember exactly. It might have been the 50s. But it was this, and I can't remember the name of the author either, but they wrote a whole series of these books. There's The Borrowers Afloat, The Borrowers Afield, and it follows their adventures. And so then along comes in the 60s, a new series pops up, and it's The Littles, and there's a whole series of books about Littles. It's the exact same thing.
And they didn't copy?
I don't know. I don't know how, it's not acknowledged. The only difference is that the Borrowers are just little people, the Littles are little people, but they have tails. And that's it.
And it was a book before? Because I always thought it was...
The book was in 1967, The Littles. And there's a whole series. The Littles do this, The Littles that. There's a huge series of them. Same thing with The Borrowers. And it was, something 15 years later. But it's, having read them back to back, it's pretty much a straight copy of it. So how did it, was there, I've looked around, copyright, lawsuits or anything, nothing like that. I don't know. I'm curious if anyone has any other information about that.
Maybe the author is pleading ignorance. Suzanne Collins swears she never even heard of Battle Royale.
Right. Maybe. Because it's seriously, different stuff happens in it, but it's the same basic idea. And the way that they all live in the hall, in the walls, unless this is part of a longer, is this a folklore thing that I'm not aware of?
Might be.
I don't know, but it's very, very, very
think
similar.
About, Gulliver's Travels or something. But that's not people living in the walls.
They're not living in the wall. They're living in the walls. And it doesn't say borrow in this one, but the Littles get all their stuff from them.
Yeah.
The Borrowers, it says they borrow, but the Littles, it says they acquire all their things.
I remember there was, they had, a sardine can, and they were, the little buttons and thimble hats and
it's all
that
exactly
stuff.
The same. And I just always assumed that was adapted from The Borrowers. Because, The Secret World of Arrietty, that is definitely an adaptation.
Well, yeah, they even said.
Because the girl's name is Arrietty. And there's been other, movies like the John Goodman movie and blah, blah, blah. But Littles is from a separate thing. So, anyway, that's just weird.
Y'all the Littles.
We've watched some of the cartoons, too. The whole series is on YouTube, so that's kind of fun. About halfway through Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Good.
Still good.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though. This one is a little slower to start.
Yeah.
the first like quarter of the book of them like flying around to Ron's house.
Yeah, they had that whole thing.
Stuff. It's taking a little longer to get like.
They go to the burrow.
Yeah,
it's your first time at the burrow.
But it's good. I mean, it's very enjoyable still.
The Weasley family.
Yep, that's fun. And they stole the car to go to school, which was pretty funny. So.
Oh yeah, Dobby. You meet Dobby.
Oh yeah, I met Dobby. Yep, that's the first time. It seemed like trailers from the movie, so I knew that name. But now, that's kind of funny.
Have you figured out the mystery?
No. I know there is one, but I haven't gotten that far, so don't tell me.
What do you think?
I have no idea. I mean, I know, like, I'm led to believe it's Malfoy.
And it's always, they always
want to I feel like it's going to be a recurring theme here, so.
Malfoy is, like, the big red herring.
Yeah. And then I'm probably about three quarters of the way through Off My Rocker, which is the Kenny Weisberg.
It's awesome, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting stories.
Crazy stories.
It's, you know, in a lot of ways very different from our experience, but there are a couple things that rang, like, very true. For one, I mean, the Kenny and the Critics is funny.
Yeah.
It might as well be the Brennan All-Stars basically, in that way, you know.
But he, like, actually had a real...
He had quite a bit also, bigger following like, and stuff.
Because it sounds like he got... Because like, there's people... What band was it? He had, like, people, like, a really well-known musicians.
Well, it is funny, because he'll, like, rattle off, like, paragraphs of, like, names... And I recognize, like, I don't know, a quarter of the names he's talking about, but...
Did you get to his, like, Bill Murray story?
Yeah,
and, like,
read about, like, a lot of his interviews and...
And then did you get to... Has he told his concert stories yet?
Like booking from
Promoting...
Not really, no.
Those stories, like his Chuck Berry story and like Aretha, those stories are crazy. And some of it, when he gets to actual, when he's working at Humphrey's, like that's where a lot of that stuff, he'd be like, it's just extreme version.
He started like hinting at some of that stuff, because another one he talked about was just like when he was booking the shows, and he talked about like making, I can't remember even the term he used, like it's the break even point.
Yeah.
Like, if the house sells, And I just remember like hours of looking over those numbers and stuff. So, but yeah, so it's pretty entertaining. And I'll probably have that finished by next week, so.
All right.
We'll be good.
You gotta work on, you gotta hit him up.
Yeah.
So I'll work on that.
All right. What else we got here? What else?
Oh, new movies.
New movies. Oh, yeah, you saw a new movie.
I went and saw Hail Caesar because it's Coen Brothers, and I love Coen Brothers, and Derek's not here to argue with me, but Derek is crazy.
He did not like it.
He did not like it. I think he's nuts. I loved it.
It's got a
70-something percent on Rotten Tomatoes, and I feel like that's good for the Coen Brothers, because they've always had mixed...
Right.
Especially on, I wouldn't say this is a lesser Coen Brothers, but on like, because you know they have their big, the comedies tend to not do as well. I mean, like people forget that like Lebowski totally bombed.
Oh yeah,
because people were expecting another Fargo, and they have a pattern. Like they do a drama, then they do a oddball comedy, and this is definitely in that oddball. But also, as we talked about before the show, before we even were recording, this kind of deals with some of their recurring, deeper philosophical and spiritual themes. And this one, I thought it was even more, a lot of that was on Front Street compared to some of their more obtuse ones. But then as a tribute, as like a homage to old Hollywood and the studio system and old movies, like... Because I guess if you aren't aware of that or you're not into it, like, a lot of this would just fall flat on you. But I love that stuff. And also I love hearing about old Hollywood and, like, how things – and, like, even, like, if you're into, like, even, like, L.A. Confidential and, like, that kind of stuff and, like, noir-type stuff. And
all of that.
It's and Josh Brolin is amazing. He's so good. And even Derek acknowledged that. But, like, I feel like you've still, like, how could you still not like it? Because he's the star of the movie. Like, I mean, George Clooney's in it a lot. But compared to, like, Brolin's in the whole movie. And, like, whereas some of these guys, like, are in, like, one or two scenes. Like, Scarlett Johansson's only in a couple scenes. Jonah Hill's in, like, one scene. You know, like, a lot of these guys aren't in that many scenes. It's got, it's, as somebody pointed out, it's got the Highlander and the Kurgan.
What's the Kurgan?
You never seen Highlander 1?
Like a long time ago.
The Kurgan played by, oh crap, Cheryl had him on a show.
Oh, yeah.
That guy. Oh, no. Sorry. Clancy Brown. Brown.
There you go. There
so
you go.
The Kurgan is the bad guy in Highlander.
Okay, okay.
So it had the Highlander. Christopher Lambert had a role, and Clancy Brown was also in it.
That's cool.
He had both of them.
I love Coen Brothers. As you know, we were talking earlier, I don't think they made a bad movie.
I also don't think they made a bad movie.
But I'm thinking, next weekend is like Valentine's Day is coming up here, you know, and I'm hoping Janelle and I are going to do like maybe a double feature of that and Zoolander.
Nice.
That's the plan.
Well, I thought it was great. I think you will really like it, especially if you're into like old Hollywood and that whole thing. Because like he's like the head of he's in charge of the studio, and he has to deal with all the studio problems and supervise. And then there's this whole kidnapping thing, and there's a lot going on. And then there's also again this like allegory for like a spiritual journey, and like talking about you know spiritual themes and. Talking about all kinds of stuff. That's also going on. And then also it's just some straight-up screwball stuff. And Wayne Knight is in it. I mean...
Really?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Wayne Knight and then... and so the two guys that like that kidnap George Clooney is Wayne Knight. And then the guy... I forgot his character's name in The League. The older guy in The League. The weird dude. Not The League. The Guild.
What's
that guy?
I know you're talking about.
The bald guy.
What is his name? Well, anyway, I don't know about
him.
Yeah.
It's him and Wayne Knight.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm totally on board. I don't think they've ever made a bad movie. Even, like, people will be, except you were saying
Intolerable Cruelty,
which I
love. Lady Killers.
Lady Killers is another one that I still enjoy very
like,
much.
I've even heard, because people are talking about the lesser Coens now, and they're talking about the Clooney Curse, which I'm like, first of all, how can that even be a thing? Because of, like, Oh, Brother.
That's, like, one of their most financially successful ones.
Especially, and one of their most commercial viable ones. But, like, I don't think that's a thing.
If you had to pick, like, your bottom, what would be the bottom?
Does Crime Wave count?
No, like, directed ones.
I don't know, man. Like, they're all so good in their own ways.
They are.
But, like, as far as, like, the most straight, like, not weird, is probably, to be honest, it's probably Blood Simple.
Yeah, I could see that.
But it's great, but it's also just pretty, it's your pretty standard.
Yeah.
Like.
That one, I would say that one and The Man Who Wasn't There was probably.
Yeah.
Not that they're not good.
But I watched The Man Who Wasn't There, because I watched it with you.
Yeah.
And then, but then I watched it again, like, later, and it's one of those ones that really grew on me.
It's still, again.
Which Intolerable Cruelty was, like, big time, and Lady Killers. The first time I saw Lady Killers, I was like, I don't know.
See, I like those right off the bat. Again, it's not to say that I don't like those, but if I was to pick one, like, oh my gosh, I gotta go experience a Coen Brothers right now.
I mean, and then I think about my number ones. I mean, like Lebowski's, but it's hard because like Raising Arizona probably.
Also, I love Hudsucker.
But I love Hudsucker. But I love
Llewellyn Davis.
Like Llewellyn Davis of the newer Coen Brothers. Yeah. Like that one really.
And Serious Man and though also.
Serious Man was phenomenal. Serious Man has the best ending.
And then No Country.
No Country's.
Bah, Fargo.
Fargo's probably in my. Top, like, if I had to do number one or two, it would probably be Raising Arizona, Fargo. Like, Fargo is incredible, which you still have to, the season one is on Netflix now, I think, and...
So watch that.
Oh, my gosh.
But I love the Coen Brothers, for sure.
I mean, I love the Coen Brothers. Like, I liked them before, and then I remember watching a bunch of them that I never watched. Like, I watched Barton Fink.
Right.
And, Miller's Crossing.
Yep.
And, like, I think I watched that for the first time with you. Hudsucker, definitely.
Yeah.
The first time.
Well, Hudsucker and Raising Arizona were my introduction to them. I watched those over and over again before I came to college.
Yeah. For me, Raising Arizona, I think I'd watched, and then, and that was about it. No, Fargo. I'd watched Fargo.
Yeah.
And then, once we became obsessed with Lebowski, and then from there, we like, ate up everything.
Deep. Yep.
Because I remember, but then like Blood Simple was really hard to obtain.
Yeah, it took a while.
So like I ended up not watching it until I moved to Wisconsin, and then I had the whole library system, right. And I could check it out. Like I'd check out the tape because that was not something you could just go to the video store.
No, it's hard to find.
And then like some of the other like the oddities like Crime Wave. Like the only way I got to watch Crime Wave was.
I still haven't seen that.
Carson worked at a video store, a specialty video store with Bruce. I don't think we've talked about this.
Can't remember if I
it's
watched
it. It's got Bruce Campbell.
It's, oh, yeah, I guess I haven't. But I watched another one that they wrote, though. What's
well,
that other
they,
one they
Gambit.
Wrote? Gambit. Okay, that's the one I watched.
Which a lot of people don't
that,
like
I
that
I
like
that one. I thought that was good.
And then Bridge of Spies,
which
you saw. Bridge
of Spies is phenomenal. So. But I have not seen Crime Wave. I was mixing up the ones that they've just...
Well, yeah, because Crime Wave was... They wrote it, Raimi directed it.
Right, right.
Because... And then Hudsucker, they directed, Raimi wrote it.
Yeah.
So they swapped...
I love Hudsucker Proxy.
Hudsucker's amazing. Because I think we all watched that.
Yeah, because that was one of, like, the first... After Princess Bride and... Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, that was like the third movie I ever got on VHS.
Yeah, I remember that was one of your, like, because at first, I remember when he first told me about it, I'm like, is this another Brewster McCloud? Like, no, it's a Coen Brothers movie.
Yeah.
And,
you know, for kids.
And because that was one of the ones you forced me to watch, and then I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think I had watched Barton Fink like once, and I'm like, well, we got to watch Barton Fink. You're like, Barton Fink.
Well, I had not seen that one.
And then I think we watched that in Moss House.
Yeah.
And then that became like a pretty regular
watch. Well, Miller's Crossing was one I picked up at that video store that went out of business.
Yeah.
I bought like 50 videos, which was a thing.
That was like, wasn't it like 10 for $5?
Yeah, every time we go back, it would just get
less money for more videos.
I would just walk out with like armloads of videos from that place.
And to the point where I'm like, I dare you to be able, I would bet, I'm like, you're not going to be able to find anything that's like, like, no, I'm going to find some more. Dude, and you'd like dig.
That's
you'd
where buy I got the most, Spaceship.
You would buy the most random.
That's where I got Total Control.
Yeah.
I think that's where I got Total Control. No, that's where I got Dayton's Devils. I had Total Control.
You had Total
earlier.
Control earlier.
Dayton's Devils, though, is the other old Leslie Nielsen one. And Spaceship is that. I made you watch Spaceship, right?
Yes.
Where he's like stuck on the alien with the alien that like dances and eats people. Oh my gosh, I love
so
that
much
movie.
Crappy. I've watched way too many.
I've made you watch a lot of bad movies over the years.
Well, so that was Hail Caesar. It was great.
Cool.
I give it my full. I really like it.
You're full, I really like it.
Full, I really like it. All right. Full support. Full. I don't know what they're doing next, but I can't wait.
I'm on board.
I love them. WWE Network, been watching the DVD on demand corner, of course. They have this new show called Ride Along, where it's like them like riding to the next, like just in their car on the road.
Oh, I thought like with cops.
No, it's like, so that's pretty fun just to see what that's like. I mean, it's definitely not like probably what it's actually like because they know they're being, but it's still entertaining just to see them in a more relaxed atmosphere.
That's cool.
And then I've been continuing my watching old Raws, and I'm at like WrestleMania 10, which featured Bret Hart versus Owen Hart.
Ooh.
And it was one of the best opening matches in history, and made me miss Owen Hart because he's the one that he fell off a cable and like died and landed in the ring.
Ooh.
It was really bad, and that's Bret Hart's brother. And Bret Hart just announced that he has prostate cancer.
I saw that.
So rough times, but if anybody can beat it, it's the Hitman. So. And it's great, again, like, that he's being, like, you know, he's just letting the world know, and hopefully he can raise, you know, help other, be a beacon for other people, showing they can fight this. Because, again, we were talking about this last week in our pre-show, I think, about awareness, and, like, what is that even, like, I think everybody knows about cancer, so.
Yeah, but like
there's still awareness of.
The early detection.
Yeah, and things like that. Because think about, like, Tom Green getting ball cancer was, like, a huge deal. Like, that, like, because there's been plenty of stories about, like, people our age, like, you know, like, because of that, they were checking and they found it early and, like, things like that. I mean, that can all, again, like, you know, so that's good. And New Japan, Shinsuke Nakamura on the 30th wrestled his last New Japan match, and Again, like, I know he wasn't retiring, but it was still, because it's probably the last time, unless things go horribly for him out here,
right,
that he's going to be wrestling with some of those guys. So it was, they were all very emotional. Huh. They have a new t-shirt instead of Shinsuke Nakamura, King of Strong Style. It just says Shinsuke Nakamura, best in the world. Huh. And they were all wearing the shirts.
That's cool.
And they all hugged. And it was just very emotional for him. You could tell it was very emotional for him. It was very emotional for the announcers. Because, I mean, he's been in that company since he started. And they showed, like, through the years. They had, like, these great montage videos. Like, really young, short hair Nakamura. Because now he has a freaking crazy mohawk.
Huh.
He doesn't wear it up. He wears it down. But it's a mohawk. And I've seen pictures where he has it. Because people are always like, he only had, what's that weird Nakamura haircut with his hair shaved on the side? I'm like, because he has a freaking mohawk, you tard. I'm saying tards a lot. I don't know. That's like the deer doofus.
All right.
But yeah, so.
That's offensive to duck sidekicks, though.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
You know.
I'm getting tired.
DuckTales.
I know.
Their sidekick was Doofus.
Was it Doofus?
His name was Doofus.
The big, I just remember.
Like the guy that was from the
duck. The glasses?
Yeah, Doofus.
Okay. Well, I thought it was Doofy.
No, it's Doofus.
I just remember my favorite thing with Doofus and DuckTales was there's one where for some reason, like, food comes alive and then, like, this banana, he has this banana and he's just like, And the banana's just like, oh, now I forgot it, but it was something where the banana's like, because he's like, oh, hey, Mr. Banana, because at first it shows him talking to his food, and then he eats it, and then the banana's like, hey, Doofus, now I'm going to eat you, and it turns into this giant banana, and it, like, tries to eat Doofus.
It's like young Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
That part was always scary.
Ugh.
Ugh. I love that movie, though.
So, New Japan World.
Yeah.
And so I watched that. That was great. And then today I watched some, because I was sad about Daniel Bryan. So you can watch individual matches going back to like the 70s. So he had a few matches in New Japan, and they were really good. And then 90210, I started watching season 7 today. It's pretty insane. Like,
they're in college at this point?
They're still in college. David and Donna are, like, making music videos, and I'm, like, this was still in a time when music videos were, like, these huge expensive productions, I think. So it's before that crashed, before YouTube, before MTV, like, so they're, like, filming on the beach, and, like, these videos look like, they're, like, nonsense videos, because they're, like, filming, like, there's, like, monsters on, like, kid giant blocks, like, alphabet blocks, and I'm, like, what the frick is this? And I don't know, it's really stupid. And then there was this whole weird, like, Brandon goes to Texas and encounters racism. And it just seemed very, like, ridiculous.
But he's white, right?
Yeah, but he meets a, he witnesses racism.
Oh, okay.
So, like, he goes to the library and the librarian lady is black and then she's discriminated against by her boss. And then these, like, just very, again, like, it becomes, like, almost reverse racist because it's, like, these very stereotypical rednecks.
Right.
And then they use, because I don't think they couldn't say the N-word, so they call them coons, which is, like, really, like, because isn't that, like, really old? Like,
yeah,
still pretty offensive.
I believe so.
Yeah. So they use that.
I'm not going to touch it, let's just say.
Yeah. But I was like, at first I was like, what did he say? And then I looked it up. I'm like, oh, okay, that's bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
So,
I think it's like more in the South. Like, I don't know.
And also, I'm like, in Texas, is that like, is Texas the South?
Kind of.
Is it? But
they're kind of their own thing, though.
Yeah, but I'm like,
consider themselves South. I don't know.
I don't know. If I was a Texan, I would be very offended by this episode. So, like, because I get it.
He had to go to the South to find a racist?
Yeah. And also, it was just very stereotypical Texan.
Yeah.
Like, beyond stereotype.
Were you wearing a cowboy hat?
They obviously, the airport scene is obviously filmed at, like, some generic airport. So, first they're in LAX. so it's like normal. And then you can tell the way they just made it, the way they made it Houston Airport is just everybody's wearing cowboy hats.
Yeah, because that's totally how it is.
Because you go to airport, everybody's just wearing cowboy hats.
Everyone on the plane's got a cowboy hat, right?
It's so stupid. But other than that, I mean, it's fine, I guess. I don't know.
We just were in Texas for like 3 days, and I didn't see anyone wearing a cowboy hat the whole time we were there.
Do you see lots of racism?
And totally,
like, really stereotypical.
Oh, yeah, lots, yeah.
Like, where, like, they just walk up to them on the street and just, like, call them racial slurs.
Racist of cowboy hats.
And then, also they had to make it so that even the, but they also, I don't know why they had to stick in this in there, but they had to make it that the black people are also racist. Cause like equal, the girl takes him to like a, again, this is so stereotypical, like she, it's like beyond, like they had to make sure that you knew that like this girl was really black. Like, I don't know, it was so ridiculous. He goes to her house and she makes him chicory and I'm like, what? Like, what? Okay, we get it. Like, I swear, this is bad. This is, the more I'm thinking about it, I'm like, who wrote this?
Okay.
Cause they're drinking, she feeds him fried chicken and chicory. Like, I'm like, nobody drink, like, maybe, like, I remember in New Orleans you could order it, but that was in New Orleans. This is, like, in Texas. Like, Houston. Like,
big city.
Well, it's, like, outside, it's a small town.
Okay.
Outside of Houston.
Still.
Because they want to go to Houston, because the Alamo's in Houston, right?
No. I thought it was in Santa Fe.
Santa Fe's in New Mexico. Seems in San Antonio.
San Antonio.
So they weren't even, they were saying they were going to Houston to go to the Alamo.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, San Antonio.
So yeah, both, yeah. Cause
Alamo.
Well, they were going to Houston, but maybe they were going to stopping somewhere to go to the Alamo. I don't think they were saying that.
It's
no.
Like, it's like 6 hours away
or something. Steve went to Houston to catch a plane because Brandon's car broke down. That's what was going on. Because they were on their way to go to the Alamo, and their car broke down.
Gotcha.
And anyways, sorry, this is a really long-winded thing, but it's just so nuts. So then she takes him to a blues club.
Of course.
And then, like, so then, of course, these, like, black guys walk up to Brandon, are like, what are you doing in here, like, cracker, like all this stuff. So I'm like, this is just stereotype after stereotype.
Is it supposed to be helpful to anyone?
I don't know, because I'm like, none of this is, like, I don't think, again, like, I feel like it's a disservice because now, because as I've always said, like, because people, I think this, because people, like, think racism is, like, this, like, just very stereotypical or, like, people in white. So then when racism actually happens, they're like, oh, that's not that bad because we're expecting this, like, thing where it's, like, somebody is straight up walking up to you and calling you a racial slur instead of, like, this casual stuff, like, I don't know if you saw that thing where, like, those girls, like, they had put the letters on their shirt and people were like, well, that's just kids being kids. I'm like, when I was a kid, I sure as crap wasn't doing that. I'm like, and then I even said, I'm like, dismissing this as kids, people being, is exactly why racism perpetuates.
Right, that's
because that's what it is. That's how it, that's it. And I'm like, cause I keep hearing things like, I brought it up, like we've all said things like that. I'm like, no, we haven't all said things. Right. Stop saying that. This is why, cause again, they're expecting racism to look like this just very obvious stuff.
Right.
And it's very annoying. So you're right. I don't think it did help anything. Cause
yeah,
like,
it sounds
in order to encounter race, cause in Los Angeles, there's no,
you had to go to the South.
Yeah.
Super, like, stereotypical experience.
And, of course, it's Brandon, who's just so full of himself and thinks he's doing... Because, of course, he's like, I'm going to try and go out with this African-American lady because I'm Brandon and I'm good guy Brandon and I don't know. Lizzie and Kat have, like, turned me against Brandon. And I used to love Brandon. But when they start pointing out the stuff that he has, and it's, you just start seeing it all the time and you're like... Brandon's a dick.
I think it's far more valuable. I mean, if you want to combat combat racism and other...
They did have an LA riot. They alluded to the LA riots in the summer episode because the owner of the club also during... Not the owner of the club. The guy that runs the beach club, which... Beach clubs in LA, I feel like, are year-round things, but in this, it was only during the summer.
Yeah,
so
that doesn't happen.
He also... So during the year, he had a store, but his store got destroyed in the riots.
Huh. No, that's definitely not a Southern California. Yeah. I've never seen that. Who closes in the summer?
Yeah, that's a, well, Lizzie and Kat kind of, well, they're like, what? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
On the East Coast, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Seasonal stuff is for real or everywhere else. No, I was just going to say that I think for a show or whatever media to have a positive impact on racism or other things like that, rather than, like, depicting it like that, the opposite, I think, is having, like, positive examples of good relationships. You know, like, when you see, I mean, I realize that there's other issues at stake as far as this, but The Cosby Show was a huge step in the right direction because it depicted a black family was just a normal family.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and
that's how
well,
you
and also, that. Like, because that's a big thing now with, like, Arabic people. Like, having Arabic and, like, people in normal roles. Not, like, where they're – because, like, they're – like, even now, like, when you see, like, it's automatic – like, well, think about, like, well, did you watch Master of None?
No.
Oh, my gosh. How have you not watched that? But, like, it's like I just want to just have them play normal people.
Right.
Like, that's a big part of it.
Right.
Instead of, like, every – if you're remotely – if you look Arabic, you're going to play a terrorist.
Right. Or even just something, a stereotypical – or just a stereotypical, like, type thing.
Yeah. So I think that does – I think you're right.
Yeah.
And then,
I mean,
and then also, like, if you're going to address it, just don't do it in the most obvious way possible.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, again, we're in the South and there's, like, rednecks.
I mean, literally had to travel to the South to experience racism. Like, come on, guys.
All right. Well, that was pretty,
that was your 90210 hour.
Pretty Little Liars is, again, they jumped 5 years, but they're still up. They still have not. It's almost frustrating to watch because now they're being tormented again by a new, like, thing, and I'm like, they're doing the same things that got them into this problem. Like, a lot of their problems would be solved by just telling people what's happening, like telling the police right away. But the fact that they feel like they need to hide everything, and I'm like, this is what got you in trouble in the first place and ended up having you almost get murdered in a murder palace. Like, you're doing the exact same things. It's ridiculous, but I love it. So it's pretty silly, but it's fun, silly. Agent Carter is amazing. Yeah. This last episode was so good. It's gotten so good. You gotta watch that.
Now, I didn't put it on here, but I have been watching Jessica Jones.
Oh, you haven't finished at Jessica Jones?
No. I think we have like 2 or 3 more episodes still.
It's amazing, right?
It's really good.
So amazing.
I almost called it January Jones because Janelle does that on purpose to like drive me nuts. She's like, are we going to watch January Jones? I'm like, I know you're doing it on purpose. It drives me crazy. Stop it. But that's what it's called, January Jones.
SNL has been great. I mean, the Bernie Sanders. So first the Ronda Rousey episode, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I think we already talked about that. But,
yeah. But the Larry David one?
Larry David, holy crap. That was like the funniest episode. I think SNL has been great.
Yeah.
But that was like a whole, it's turned people that didn't, like I've been reading like people like, oh my gosh. And I was like, yeah, it's been great. And like, they're finally watching again, and now they're watching back because they're like, I kind of wrote off SNL like over a year ago.
People always do that.
It's kind of a bunch of, but there's so a lot of people are going back because they're like, oh, this is.
Well, that opening monologue.
The opening monologue was amazing. And then the Burn Your Enthusiasm
was really funny.
And
the Zoolander bit.
The Zoolander bit. And then the new guy doing that dirty dancing thing.
Mime thing.
That was like, 2.5 minutes of like physical comedy, like
it was great.
Because that could have, like, if you like didn't commit to that, like that could have bombed like so bad or like gone so. But he like was full on, like it was amazing.
Yeah,
Steven jokes about Saturday Night Dead because that's been since like the second season.
Yeah, everyone's oh, it's not as good as it used to be, blah blah blah. And I'm not saying it doesn't go in like waves, but it's. I think it's been
for every season that you think is good, you can find somebody saying it's terrible.
Right.
And as Lorne Michaels himself has said, his theory, what seems to play out, is whatever was playing when you were like in junior high or high school, that's everybody's favorite. Because ours is like Sandler, like Farley, like that period. And on a critical level, like that was like lamb. bastard.
Yeah.
Like, but like for us, like that's like.
Well, yeah. See, my thing though too is that I grew up like my parents would always show me reruns of like original cast,
and then we had and then also like we had Comedy Central, and for a while they would show like 3 hours of SNL a day, and it was from all periods.
It's tough for me because I just have enjoyed it. That one, you know, 5 years in the 80s had some weak spots.
Well, yeah, the Lorne-less year, but they also, on paper, they had like the best cast. Yeah.
The cast were insane. Good things that came out of there.
But that's when he had like the what's his face, Charles Rocket.
But I mean, like
Piscopo. But Piscopo even had his moments. And then you had Eddie freaking Murphy.
Michael McKee and Christopher Guest.
Yeah.
And Martin Short. I mean, it should have been like the best. Billy Crystal. I mean, there's no reason.
That should have been, if that had been like, well, it's because, like, I mean, that's where it shows, like, Lorne, without, like, that shows you how much, because on, with that cast, that should have been, and that's why he put that cast together. It was like a dream cast. Yeah. But.
It was like a dream cast.
Ah.
Oh, you started watching X-Files?
I saw a crazy pun today.
Oh,
I don't know if you've seen this one. Because it was Martin Luther King Day a while.
Right.
And so someone put, like, I have a dream cast. And then in the comments, someone said, wasn't he against segregation?
Well, he was fighting against the white supremacists who thought they were the master.
What?
The master system race.
All right. X-Files.
Yeah?
Why aren't you watching X-Files?
So many hours in a day.
You guys are like, you guys love X-Files like way more than I do.
It's not, I just, there's only so many
like, you actually watched the whole, I still haven't watched like the last season.
Yeah. Oh, I will be watched, don't worry.
The episode, so first that two episodes are like conspiracy heavy, and a lot of people crapped on them. I thought they were great.
Okay.
But maybe it's because I wasn't so tied to the previous show, because they kind of, I don't know, people saying like they kind of like retconned a bunch of stuff and did some crazy things. I thought it was great, and I thought it made sense. And it was just great seeing everybody again, and seeing Skinner and Mulder and everybody, and I was like, this is great. But I went on the internet, and people were like, this is horrible. Blah. Huh. And like, but episode 3 is a Monster of the Week episode, it's got Kumail in it. And it is, it's one of the best episodes of X-Files like I've ever seen. Like, it's incredible.
All right.
It's so good. It's funny. It's like just, it's so good. And like the twist of it is, I cannot believe nobody's ever thought of it before, but it's amazing.
Don't say anything about it.
I won't say anything about it. I'll just say Kumail's in it. And it's amazing, and you need to watch it.
Right.
And you should be watching X-Files, because it's just pretty great. The fact that X-Files is back, and like you're not right on top of this.
I still haven't finished Jessica Jones.
But it's X-Files.
There's only so many minutes in a day.
I know. Well.
Sick children.
Sick children.
That's all I can say.
Okay. So at first I wasn't going to watch this, but then the internet just would not shut up about it, because I'm like, we lived this. Like, there was that year where, like, American Crime Story, it's this first season, because it's the new Ryan Murphy show, and they're going to handle a different, and, like, it's like a, imagine a Lifetime movie with actual scripts and millions of dollars.
Okay.
So, like, so this season, it's OJ. And at first, I'm like,
season?
Yeah, like, the
okay.
Like, it's like American Horror Story, but it's not going to be like a 22 episodes. It's like they're short.
All right.
Like, but, because I'm like, I don't need to, because like, remember, like, that was all, that was all in it for like that.
That got played out.
So I was like, I don't need to, I don't know. But like, watching it, like, that whole thing is completely insane on all sides. Like, and they play that, like, they're like, LAPD, like, really messed this up. Because like, this should have been an open and shut thing, and like, just the evidence against OJ is just so, like, there's no explanation except like he insists that he's framed, but I'm like, that would be the best, greatest frame up job in history for them to be like, it would be like the, because like, again, like all the evidence at his house and the Bronco and the blood and the glove and all that stuff, and somehow, like, well, I guess money, he bought those. So the crazy thing about this is the cast is just nuts.
Okay.
David Schwimmer is Robert Kardashian. John Travolta is Johnny Cochran.
Really?
Oh, dude, like, it is crazy. Cuba Gooding Jr. is, like, he'd been doing Snow Dogs and this stuff, but he's out of acting jail. He's OJ, man, and he's great. He's fantastic.
Huh.
It's crazy because they do cover stuff, like, because it's based off of these books and, like, there were just, because, like, stuff that I didn't even, like, I'd read about and I remember, but, because you remember, it was, like, 24/7 news coverage, but, like, some of this stuff, it's, like, the first time you find out about some of this stuff.
Huh.
Like, stuff from Shapiro and, like, I didn't know this. Shapiro had him take a lie detector just to, like, see how he would do. And he got the lowest possible score you can get on a lie detector test. Like, he failed a lie detector test miserably. But because that was, like, just his sealed client privilege, like, that never – but, like, yeah, he totally failed a
lie detector test. It was Judge
Ito. They haven't gotten that. This just – so the way they break up the episode so far – I haven't watched the second episode is tomorrow. But this episode ends – where he gets in the Bronco and he takes off, and that's the end of this episode.
Huh.
And it's just, but then the way they handled that, the whole reason why that happened is because, again, like, celebrity treatment. Because, like, in if this had been a normal person, they would have, like, they just gave, I don't know, it's just crazy what they let it. Can you imagine, like, in this, if this had happened to anybody else, where, like, they're incriminating this brutal double homicide, like, brutal. And they don't arrest him right away, and then they do arrest him, but then they unarrest him, and then they, like, and then they, when they do finally arrest him, they let him turn himself in.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, you can come to the station, and first they're like, you need to be here at this time, and he's like, that's too early. And then they come at noon, so then that's why he was able to take off in the Bronco, because they basically were just like, come by the police station whenever you find it convenient.
And then he didn't come by.
Well, then they finally came to his house, because Marsha Clark is like, what are you people doing? Like, this is crazy. But, like, again, I guess it was Shapiro, like, getting involved, just kind of like, but, like, if this had been anybody, like, if this had been any normal person, they would have, like, immediately hauled their ass to jail, probably beat them up and all this stuff, but, like, it's just kind of nuts that, like, the level of it is crazy. Oh, yeah, so Steve says, I was in fourth grade when that happened, and I used to think OJ is a nice guy, look at him in the Naked Gun movies. Well, that's the whole thing about it.
No, that's the saddest part.
Well, because even in that's the whole thing. They, like, and they keep saying, like, but it's the juice. Like, what? Like, and they're like, first of all, like, because at first they were like, the LAPD is like, oh, he's a good guy. He does a lot of stuff. And then, like, Marsha Clark had to, like, dig up his file. And the fact that they had forgotten, like, he had actually been arrested for, like, spousal, like, physical, like, he assaulted Nicole, like, and even before that, she had called the cops tons of times, and it took, like, a year for them to even finally arrest him, and then he never even, they, like, let him off completely. Like, and, like, horrific, again, so, like, this, like, I don't know, it's just crazy. It's crazy, the whole thing is crazy. And then the fact that, like, I mean, at least he finally did get thrown into jail for something completely different, and he's in jail, and he's probably going to die in jail now, but, like, just the fact that he, like, walked the earth for that long and got out, and then, like, because then hearing, I don't know, you were there when Posehn told that crazy story of, I'll try and get to it. So Posehn said it was really annoying. So his setup for this was, he's like, it's really annoying when people come up to you and they're like, do I know you from somewhere? But I met somebody, but then I heard the worst possible story of that. So he told this story about this bellhop that was, because he told this because this bellhop at a hotel told him the story. And he's like, and it's the most, and it's the reason, because he's like, I never say that to people anymore, and here's why. So this bellhop was working at a hotel, and he sees this guy come in. And he's like, oh, man, this guy looks so familiar, and I don't know who he is. And it was driving him crazy. So finally, like, the third day, he's like, I am so sorry, but I feel like I know you from somewhere. Where do I know you from? And the guy just immediately was like, O.J. Simpson killed my son! And it was Ronald Goldman's, it was Ron Goldman's dad. And then he was like, oh my God. Like, yeah. So, but just the way Poseidon pulled it, like, yeah. So he's like, that's why I never do that. It's like, can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Did I ever tell you about my time I did that?
No.
So this is like shortly after we moved to Yucaipa. We've probably been here for a couple, I don't know, probably a couple months. And we went to Chili's one night. And there's a guy sitting out there, like, we're, like, waiting because there's, like, kind of a wait. And I knew him. I recognized him. I'm like, I know this guy. I thought maybe he's from Biola or high school. I like, could not remember. And I went up and I'm like, do I know you from somewhere? Like, I know your face. Like, I know I have met you. Like, he's got to help me out. And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, did you go to school somewhere? Didn't go to school. Never went to Big Bear, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I work at the Rubio's down the street. And I was like, oh yeah. And at the time they had, it was the last time they ever had crispy shrimp tacos at Rubio's. Like, so I went there, we literally went there three times a week for the last month because it was the last, and it has never come back since. Yeah. And so I've had conversations with him at the Rubio's. And he's like, yeah, no, you're probably from Rubio's. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's where. So, he's there with, like, his family and his kids, like, and hey, stuff. Hey, well.
I would never do that because I'm like, what is going to – how is this going
to – I just thought he was from Biola. I'm like, I know him. I have talked with him. I can't not say hello. How could Jerry not say hello?
All right. Well, that was American Crime Story. It's pretty good, and also it's just crazy, and they do a really good job of, like, capturing everything. Huh. Like, it's pretty nuts, and just reminding, like, that was a, cause that was, like, the first, like, we were, like, everybody was just upset. Like, that's all my.
So irritating.
They would break in on, like, I remember, like, cartoons and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Every time there was some new development in the case.
We stopped and watched it in school.
Yeah, well, the verdict. Yeah. I remember, like, they stopped everything.
Oh, no, more than just the verdict.
Oh, really? For us, it was the verdict.
Social studies class, each day, she would turn on the TV and we had to watch, like, coverage. It was horrible.
Because that trial was, like,
it was forever.
Forever. Oh. Is that what you asked? So how's the salsa?
Yeah.
How's it going? How's the salsa going?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was, cause that's all, and that trial lasted forever. And I remember, like, just, they talked about it, everything, and then you'd watch something else and they were talking about it.
Yeah.
SNL, like, just had a field day. And yeah. like all that stuff now you watch, like, Judge Ito jokes.
Yeah.
And all that stuff, like, nobody.
That doesn't, like, really resonate as much anymore.
It did make me want to go to Soup Plantation because there was a part where they were talking about Soup Plantation. I'm like, Soup Plantation. But yeah, I remember the verdict. Like, we stopped everything and watched the verdict. And then just being like, and then after all that, and, like, that was out of, like, disillusioned kids. Because, like, it was just so, and then, like, oh, not guilty. And then I was just like, whoa. Like, what? And then, like, but then I remember, because then they also were like, if he gets, because, like, people were, like, concerned that if he did get, then, like, they were, because this was, like, a year or 2 years after the LA riots. I think it was 2 years.
Yeah.
So people were concerned about that. Yeah. And so there was all kinds of craziness about that. And then just all the, like, the way the police bungled a lot of stuff. It was just a circus.
And we never got to have Naked Gun 44.44444.
Nope. Do you think that's why?
Oh, yeah. They're going to do it without him.
They could have figured out something.
No, it wouldn't have been the same.
He's dead.
They already were stretching the premise by the third one.
We killed him. He died. We had Spy Hard.
That's true. You got to Spy Hard.
Well, as I said on the last episode, I was going to do, and of course I did it. Watch Groundhog Day.
Yeah?
It's great. It's always great. It's always amazing. Could watch it forever.
I love it.
Which, it's funny because I could.
You can watch it forever. Okay.
But I thought I had it. I thought it was on Netflix because it keeps going on and off Netflix. So I had to dig out my Chinese bootleg DVD of it, and it's fine. But I'm always worried that it's, like, not going to play.
Right. So speaking of Groundhog Day. We finished season two of Gordon McGibbon's Life on Normal Street this week,
mm-hmm.
So we're current. And
anybody else die?
Well, no, but, like, the last three episodes. So there's the final three episodes of the season, at the end of the third one, one of the kid's parents dies.
Oh my gosh.
And then the second to last episode, like, we're sitting down to eat dinner, and it pops up a parental warning that this deals with intense situations and, like, you know, blah, 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 and, like, you know, only for older viewers are recommended. So we skipped that one, actually, and went on to the third one. And the third one, they're still dealing with the fallout of her.
So what happened on the one that
I don't know.
Skipped?
Now I gotta go back and watch it. Cause I don't wanna, like, here we're eating, like, dinner and then, like, sitting around before bed. I don't wanna, like, have the, if they felt it was worth having a thing, I didn't wanna watch it without.
How are the kids reacting to all this?
Again, we have had those conversations fairly recently cause my grandpa died and stuff, but it wasn't their favorite. Cause that one episode, I mean, spoiler alert, I guess, but the one episode, you think that, like, this grandpa gets sick and he goes in the hospital and you think he's going to die, and then it turns out he's okay. And then they're walking out, like, all happy, and then they look across the way and the one girl's dad is in there and he's crying, like, in the hospital waiting room. And she's like, "Dad, what are you doing here?" And then, like, she runs over and they find out that her mom died.
Oh my God.
And then it cuts to black. Oh. And the kids are like, "I don't like how that one ended, you know?" So anyway, but the last episode, again, they're kind of dealing with some of the fallout of that and the emotions behind it and stuff, but it's their take on, like, a Groundhog's Day.
Mm.
And it's amazing. Like, it's so good. Cause basically they all go on, like, this camping trip together to kind of deal with the emotions and stuff. And it's during a meteor shower. And they all wish at the same time that this moment would never end. And then it doesn't. Ooh. And it's awesome. But it's even, like, more, like, physically, like, not only does the time loop, but they're in, like, this contained space.
Mm.
So, like, they throw a stick and it comes flying back at them from behind. Like, they're in a loop.
Dude, you gotta watch Final Girls.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's kind of, they're stuck in the movie and it's like that.
Like that? Oh. Anyway, it's so good. So you gotta watch this. I gotta watch Final Girls.
And it's not gory.
I don't know. I want to see it. I think, is it on something?
I got it on, I bought it on Amazon.
I feel like I saw it on one of the things now. Mm.
Might be. Well, you should watch it. It's amazing. So Steven brings up something because people, you know, there's been articles where they try and calculate. Yeah, so some people are saying it up to 10,000 years. I'm feeling like that might, because to get to the level where, like, he is, like, I mean, he becomes a piano master.
Right, learns, like, languages.
Just knowing everything about everybody in the town and the way he's able to time. That heist where he steals the money alone, that would have taken forever to figure
to
out.
Know how each different
And then
thing
if you screw
go.
Up and you got to start everything
That's
over
a whole
again.
Day.
And so, like, and then the card thing, because he said that, like, even when, like, the card thing, like, how long that would take, and he's like, so just that, and then however many days, because, like, he's, like, all the suicides, all just the, like, and then how long he spent just enjoying himself, how many, the stuff, his first, like, the first run with Rita, like, that must have taken hundreds of years, just learning everything about her and trying to get that perfect day, and then he realizes that, 10,000 years to change a man. That was Harold Ramis's
thing.
But Chinese proverb, there you go. But I think it does seem likely because just that alone, the first run with Rita would have taken, before he starts killing himself all the time, that would have been like thousands of
years. Yeah.
And then a long time. And then the second where he's really, so then when he really grasps it and really tries, that was probably the bulk of it where he actually is trying and that would have just forever.
Because he is familiar with what happens in all parts of the town too. So it's not
and
like he just walks the one
And then
path.
When he's in the diner and he knows everybody and not just the diner, but like the whole town.
Yeah, everyone and everything, like, about them, what they're going to do. Yeah.
It makes sense, which that's
such a cool movie.
It's amazing, and I love it. And then it is, because it's not a – and then it – I think it says a lot about the – because, you know, like most things, it's like you have to do these grand gestures to, like – and then when he tries that with Rita and it fails.
Right.
And then the realization, like, no, I have to change – I have to be that person that she really wants.
Right.
And to do that – I have to, like, you know, live a good, like, not a good, but like a self, like, selfless, I guess.
Yeah.
But just live a honorable life. And to do that, that would take, in the way that he does it.
Yeah.
take forever. And it's, but it's this very like, and I like that it's like, no, like it's not about these, like you can like pretend like the empty gestures.
Right. Knowing what their favorite movie or something is, like.
But getting like, to the heart of the matter.
Yep.
As Mr. Don Henley would say.
So, all right, well, two more quick things. Been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and they had the most recent episode was about a room escape, which is just fantastic, because we've done that, and it's great, and we're going to do another one. So, it's funny. Mm-hmm. I still like that. But then, this one, I can't believe I haven't, like, I don't think I've even mentioned this on the show, because I've been
watching
this
show. Well, I made the connection. I know why it's so good.
What's that?
You know who executive produces?
The Grinder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Kasdan.
Jake Kasdan. Jake, right?
Jake. Yeah. Lawrence is his dad.
Yeah, Jake. Yeah, we've been watching The Grinder.
Because he talked about it on Nerdist.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, I know. I got to watch it.
It's really good. I can't remember if I mentioned it or not, but yeah, it's Fred Savage and Rob Lowe.
You've mentioned it.
I think, but we've been watching it like regularly, and I just haven't talked about it enough because it's great.
Yep.
And it's just the whole thing is so good. It just keeps getting better and better. And it's another one of those shows that's very like self-referential. Like
Last Man on Earth isn't coming back till March.
I know, like March 4th, I think.
Ugh.
I know.
Have you seen? You've seen what he's been doing, right?
No. What? Who? Will Forte?
Yeah.
No.
Have you seen pictures of Will Forte lately?
No. Growing his beard out?
Oh, he shaved off half of everything. And he's been going around with like half beard, long hair,
why?
And half nothing. Because he's weirdo? Because he's Will Forte?
Or is it something in the show?
I don't know. I'll find.
I'm curious. Well, while you're waiting for Last Man on Earth to come back, you should catch up on The Grinder.
He's been going around with this.
Just the half. Oh, and Phil too.
Yeah.
I mean, not Phil. Todd.
Todd. But he's. I've seen multiple things where he's going around like this.
Weird. That is an odd choice.
It's insane. Like, look at it. Like, this. Who is this person?
Well,
he shaved his eyebrows. He shaved off all. Yes. It takes a long time. But he shaved off everything on one side of his head.
Because I always thought, like, if you shaved your eyebrows, it would never grow back.
Nope, it grows back because in college, somebody got their eyebrows shaved and. Yeah, see, it's multiple. It's not just this one event. There's been other things he's been going around. So weird. See, there's him with Apatow. That was at, like, some award thing.
Huh.
So it's, like, multiple things. Like, that's freaking nuts. There's, see, like, all these pictures. Half face. Will Forte half face.
All right. Anything else? Oh, Netflix.
I've been watching It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
I watched A Long Way Down.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's a reason it didn't get like wide release. It's if you just read the book and you enjoy it, I think it's worth a watch. It's really weirdly like paced and edited.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's hard to describe.
It's like a TV movie?
No, I think it was like it's definitely got like a budget, but it's just weird.
It just seems crazy to me, like Nick Hornby, because like he's like.
Well, and it's got Pierce Brosnan, and then it's got I don't know the actor's name, but the guy from Breaking Bad, the younger drug guy that he teams up
Jesse?
With.
Jesse.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, Aaron Paul.
Aaron Paul. I don't. And then.
Oh yeah, because that guy's American, so that makes sense.
Right, and the girl from the lady from About a Boy, like I can't think of her name now either.
Which one?
The mom.
Oh yeah, she's great.
Is her name the Yeti suit? Oh, which is funny because that's another Nick Hornby movie. I just realized.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, why can't I think of that actress's name?
Now yeah. That's driving me crazy too.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yes,
the mom from About a Boy,
and she's in the
Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense, and she's in the Split Personality show.
Yeah.
Now, now I got it. Now people are screaming it right now.
What is her name?
What? About iBoy?
About iBoy.
It's
that's wait, the TV series.
Did you watch that?
No. I mean...
Wait, that's the TV series. Wait,
no. That's the TV series. That's the movie. What is her name? Toni Collette.
Yeah.
Toni Collette. There you go.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So anyway, it's good. It's just kind of weird. It's just really weirdly paced and edited. So you'll probably enjoy it, but I can't give it a blanket recommendation. It's odd.
White says did Mozart in the Jungle. There you go. That's a
pretty good recommendation.
Did you ever watch Cirque du Freak?
Yes, I did.
Because of that?
Because it was him.
Was it good?
I actually read the book, too.
American Dreams was amazing.
Dreams of the Z.
But what about
In Good Company was fantastic, too. I've never seen Being Flynn, though.
Then, because there was one, because now they kind of split up.
The Whites is...
Oh, now we're IMDb.
Well, because they did American Pie and all those. He did.
But then, didn't they do Admission?
No, that was someone else, I'm pretty sure.
And why did I think, I don't know. All right, well, yeah, so they kind of, dude. That's right, he did the screenplay for Rogue One.
There you go.
And Cinderella, so he's doing Disney stuff. Wow.
Hey, you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time.
It's time. It's time. It's Marmaduke time.
Yeah.
That was a good way to get out of the IMDb.
I know. All right. Remember last episode, Marmaduke buried his car.
Oh, yeah. The last one was just completely insane.
So weird.
We're really like, I feel like we're hitting like just this crazy, we've entered crazy land.
This is like seriously crazy town. All right. The mom is vacuuming and Marmaduke's laying on the ground. She's like, move, pushing the vacuum up against them. He sighs and walks off, and the kid's driving a car. Marmaduke's on the ground. Beep, beep. Bumps into Marmaduke, and he walks off yawning. Then out in the ground, he's out in the backyard.
This is after he's obviously traumatized because the dad almost hit him with his car.
And then the dad comes at him with the lawnmower. Watch it.
Man, they hate Marmaduke.
And then, this is definitely a they hate Marmaduke one. Then he walks over to the sandbox, and the girl's playing in there. Out, she yells at him. And then inside the house, the mom says to the family, this is like later on in the evening, it's nighttime, has anyone seen Marmaduke? And then they're outside looking for him. Marmaduke, here, Duke. And he's hiding up on the roof.
So they hate Marmaduke.
They hate they're like this abusive
family. Now I feel bad for Marmaduke.
Yeah, they're like hateful to him.
They
he's
almost
hiding.
He
kind of looks dead in this drawing.
Jokingly hits him with his car, and then they just kick him out of everything.
This is like the most depressing run of Marmaduke.
What is happening? What do you think was going on in his personal life?
I don't know.
Like, what is happening? It's like
that's like the saddest. Like everyone hates him, and they kick him out.
And the punchline is that he's hiding on the roof
because they're so cruel to him. Ha ha ha! That's hilarious. Abuse your dog. What is the... Again, if we're coming from the perspective of this is for dog lovers, why is he writing about them being cruel?
I don't know.
So weird. So we're in like a... We're in a they hate Marmaduke phase now.
I wonder what's going... I wish... See, this is where... What's the guy's name?
This is Brad Anderson.
This is where I wish Brad Anderson were still with us because I would be like... What was going on in your life?
What did a dog do to you? Or what did a person
do? Well, what happened to you where, like, these weird existential, like, one, like, Marmadukes?
Because the dog lover is not going to look at that and go, oh, look, they're so cruel to the dog. He's hiding from
him. That one before, like, he hit him with his car.
To be mean.
On purpose.
And laughed at him.
It's terrible.
This one, they all yelled at him. They wouldn't let him be in the yard. They wouldn't let him.
They made car. He's obviously afraid of cars. Yeah, they made car
like
honks.
Ramming
the things. Like, that's terrible.
Poor dog.
The dog's probably got PTSD.
I think so.
What if Marmaduke just goes off the deep end?
I mean, what's going to happen now? Who knows? He's stolen a trash truck before.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm captivated by Marmaduke.
What is going to happen next? I do want to know.
Marmaduke's like on the ledge.
And we're reading like this live with you. Like, I'm not reading ahead.
I want to read ahead now.
I know.
Because I want to know, like, there's going to be Marmaduke, like, on the ledge. Because you said he's up on the roof.
If you look at the picture of him on the roof, he's all, like, droopy. It almost looks like he's dead. His mouth, like, hanging open. His legs are all bent weird.
Also, he's as big as the house.
I'm not sure about the scale there.
The scale there.
It literally stretches like, from one end of the roof to the other.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's like Clifford the Big Red Dog. Like,
oh, man. Marmaduke.
Do you think he just was like... He was just like, life.
Everyone hates the dog that I wrote about. Maybe he was feeling bad. Maybe he was getting this, like bad feedback.
This sucks.
So he's like, fine.
Also, I hate him too.
Yeah. Tell me about my dog. So when we get to the end of these books, are we going to watch the movie?
Well, one, I looked up and there's a lot of these books.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about these two books?
Yeah, these two.
Oh, we have to watch the movie, right? I feel like we do.
Watch it with the kids.
We should watch it with your children.
They'll love it. They'll love dogs.
They would enjoy it.
When we watch America's Funniest Home Videos, they'll love all those dog things.
Those are all the same, man.
Yeah. Oh, look, the dog's running back and forth. It's a dog in a hot dog costume.
You got a dog chasing itself, dog running into stuff.
There's a dog that drools a lot.
See, and at least with, like, Bob Saget, he, like, gave him, like, the funny voices. But, like, they don't do that.
They still do, like, commentary, but...
Yeah, but not the funny
voices. The animal ones are never my favorite. Just because everyone thinks their pets are cute. So that's like this. Oh, here's a video of my pet being cute. I don't think your pet's cute.
Well, that's like all of YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. And that does not get me.
And that cat made a lot of money.
Yeah, the cat that falls on the TV. Oh, that one. Oh, you mean the cat.
Like Grumpy Cat, Keyboard Cat.
All those cats.
Cats. But then that cat that falls on the TV, they made like what?
That was like $100,000.
That's crazy.
That was like the first year, I feel.
Yeah.
And we're like, there was way funnier stuff than that. What are you guys?
Well, did you see, apparently, so the Super Bowl commercials this year were, like, pretty nuts, and the Doritos one was, like, really crazy. It's, like, the baby that comes out of
I watched that one commercial.
I know Emma Caulfield, like, had something to do with that. I think she produced it or something. But there's the some Mountain Dew, like, went for the, they didn't just go for the dog baby. They did the monkey dog. There was, like, a monkey dog baby. Like, everybody's talking about this monkey dog baby. But it was, like... a monkey dog baby person, like mashup mutant. So they went for the full thing. Because, you know, we always said dog baby. And this was monkey dog baby.
The funny part is, I saw someone posted that Doritos commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's funny. And I watched it and didn't make the connection that, like, that was because it was Super Bowl.
Yep.
I just thought it was the new Doritos commercial. I'm like, that's nuts.
No, that was the, because this was the last year, supposedly, that they're doing
really.
That. Content. I think they're coming up with something new. Some new thing.
Hmm.
They got tired of...
Giving out money.
Giving out money, I guess. And, like, we can probably somehow convince people to do this for free.
But they got a lot of free commercials out of it. A lot of people talked about it.
Yeah, because didn't they... They would end up airing, like, a bunch of... Like, not just the winner.
And,
like,
and plus their website. Everyone's going to vote.
Yeah.
And everyone, I mean...
Maybe want like Doritos.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Doritos... They haven't had any big new flavors in a long time.
No, it's been a while.
Well, because plus there's those freaking, like... The
Jacked ones?
The Jacked, which I'm not a big fan of.
They're okay. They're just okay.
I mean, the Hulk ones were fun because they're, like, Marvel.
Yeah. But they weren't, like, new flavors, though, were they?
Not really. And then you had the Doritos Tacos.
That was good.
But... And I hope I want to reach peak meta level where they have those
Doritos Taco Dorito. Wait, Doritos Taco Dorito tacos. Yeah.
And then you turn those into a chip.
How many different?
And how
looking
how far,
into that funhouse mirror?
How far can we go with these? But it is crazy that they still you can't buy Doritos taco shells.
Yeah. Why have they not gotten in on that?
Because the ones that they had, like, Adam Wills found some. They weren't Doritos taco shells, but they were, like, something, and they were, like, gross.
I don't know. You'd think they'd get on that.
I think, didn't they say, like, the Doritos tacos, like, finally, like, because for a while it was, like, the crazy.
Yeah,
and now it, like, dropped off. Like,
I think so.
Well, I think this whole world, like, we're living in a more health conscious, and that's about the worst possible thing.
Yeah, I think, too, like, I don't know. I feel like if they kept rolling out flavors on a regular basis. But
the fact that they never,
didn't they play on that?
Like, we never got Flamas.
No. We did get, like, a hot one.
Yeah, but
it was just, like, spicy nacho or something.
And I mean, you got Cool Ranch, and Cool Ranch was great.
Yeah, but why did they not tap into that?
Like, where's Salsa Verde? Yeah. Where's, I don't know. Well,
any of the others. Well, taco flavor, I think, was like taco, a kind of a no-duh.
Kind of obvious.
So, Steve said that's the only thing he eats at Taco Bell. I mean, I still order them, too.
Oh, yeah.
But there was a while.
Well, then when I figured like, out, yeah. Well, I mean, for me, the I ate them all the time when I figured out that, because when I realized the Taco Bell, you can order whatever you want if it's a combination. Like, you can make your own stuff.
Yeah.
Like, as long as it's, like, something on their menu. So when I realized that you could do a double-decker, like, I started ordering those all the time. Because you can do a full-on, you can do a double-decker Doritos, like, put the tortilla inside the Doritos. Because they'll do any combination of anything.
Because basically, there's got, like, what, 7 ingredients in all Taco Bell.
Now you got the quesalupa.
That's true. I haven't tried that.
The quesarito was good.
I did try that. That was good.
Now you got quesalupa.
You got to, like, mix that around, you know.
They're getting nuts. It's the most like stoner play because it's that's a bunch of like they just interview the people that work there. All right, like, I mean it's that SM. We take a thing and we put it inside a thing,
and then the guacamolito sauce
because it's just like
and then we wrap it in a pizza. Because
I just picture like Jim Brewer all right man, like we just put this in the thing and then we dip it in the sauce. We wrap another tortilla around it, man. Like that's
I feel like
they don't have actual like corporate meetings. They just got a bunch of stoners sitting around like, all right, here's what we're gonna do, and like that's every product research thing at Taco Bell.
It's all delicious
and it's so great, but like the problem with Taco Bell, and I will always say this, is like I am hungry like 2 hours later.
It's like cheap Chinese food.
It's like non-food.
Yeah, but it also costs like pennies.
Yeah,
still,
but it's like 2 hours later, like I'm hungry because like it just goes right through you.
Well,
what are we gonna call this episode?
OJ did it.
Okay.
I don't know. It doesn't have to be.
Sure.
Call it that.
I'm for that.
Okay. I mean, you know.
Come on.
Out there. Come on. Come on.
Do you think at some point, what if Tide Pods?
Call it Tide Pods.
I always think about this because I just feel like at some, do you think like Barbara Walters, well, she won't be alive then, but like somebody, like there's got to be like the Frost OJ.
Yeah, like the deathbed like, confession so
at
type
some
thing.
Point, they're like, it'll just, but what if it's just Larry, David. It's come Larry on. David and OJ, and Larry David's like, come on. It's like, come on.
You did it, right? Come on.
Because like, okay. I feel like it's like, I just got it, come on.
Oh, Jay Farrow's Leon was fantastic.
Oh, that was the...
Oh, my gosh. His J.B. Smoove was like, he's such a good impressionist. Yeah. Like,
well, as we said, like, his Ben Carson, like, if you watch, because like, watching that, like, with the real...
It's amazing. All of them. He's one of the best right now.
It made me want to watch Curb.
Oh,
like,
absolutely. I mean, everyone did a great job. But
Funkhauser.
Oh, yeah.
Which.
All right, here we go. Brought to you. Or no. OJ did it. Brought to you by Tide Pods.
Yes.
That's
okay.
The title right there. But we'll, yeah, we'll get it in there for Steve.
But I feel like, are we. Because Frost Nixon, that brought so much closure to a whole generation of people.
Yeah.
So if we could just...
That movie was fantastic, too.
So if we could just... If we could just get OJ... I mean, he's in jail already. He's probably going to die in there. I could just... Somebody goes in there and it's like, come on.
No, not just... Now that you said it, it's got to be Larry David. That's the dream.
OJ. We need OJ. Come on.
Come on. Did they just do the look?
Yeah. Doing the look with him.
Okay.
Okay.
No good?
Glove didn't fit?
Didn't fit? No. Come on. Just try it on.
One more time.
Who wears a glove? No, we need to start a petition right now. Larry David interviews OJ, period.
And it's just him going, come on.
Either that or we should have written that sketch for that SNL episode.
That was, that is, man, that's good. Yeah. I like that. Because especially now with the freaking
American
show,
yeah.
Okay. Do you think, well, I, if he like knows he's going to die.
I think he might.
But he's the kind of, he's the person that like did this. And so probably not. Like, yeah. At this, like, he, that's probably like, he's a horrible, sick human being who got away with murder.
Literally.
And, like, and then again, watching, you're like, holy crap. Like, first of all, like, I would have caved, like, even if I did do it and, like, was able to commit that horrible murder in cold blood, like, and I'm like, cold-blooded OJ killer, I would have caved, like, so, like, oh, God, okay. Like, but, like, yeah. The fact that he made it through all that and through the whole trial and through all those years, and then he went to jail for something else.
Like, tax fraud or something?
No, he did it. They held a guy hostage in a hotel room, like, some crazy thing. But he also had tax problems. But then, I mean, the civil trial where he was convicted and found guilty in a civil trial, still was like, I didn't do it. Was gonna. He wrote a book called If I Did Do It, which is insane.
Yep. Capitalizing on the whole situation.
Well, they didn't. I think that ended up, if you read it all, they ended up, the publishing company donated. First of all, they ended up pulling it off the shelves, and then all the money went to the Goldmans and that's the good. Browns. Because they're like, wait, this is, they're like, this was a horrible idea.
Yeah.
We like, talked about that on this show, I feel like.
I think so.
Because they were like, because at first I'm like, did that happen? Is that a thing? And then I looked it up and I was like, oh my God, this did happen. Because at first I'm like, I think they just talked about it. I'm like, oh no, this happened.
Yeah.
And then I think they realized this was a horrible idea, and then they took all the money, and they're like, oh, we can't give it. Because if he did do it now, we just gave the murderer all this money.
Right.
Like,
this doesn't look good on in any way, shape, or form.
Steve, I'm going to buy some Tide Pods.
All right.
For Daniel Bryan. I got to. So at the checkout, you have to say Daniel Bryan. And they're going to be like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? No, Daniel Bryan.
What do you tell? Like, can you
Tide Pods for Bryan. Because there's other Tide Pod commercials.
Oh, yeah. Put one down for Bryan, please.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan Tide Pods. But then Mark Ariano posted in, because we were talking about, because I'm like, I guess I'll buy some Tide Pods. Because first I'm like, I'm not buying something. He already got his money. Right. We don't need to support him. He's like, no, but it's showing. And I'm like, oh, well, I probably will. And then Mark Ariano's like, one time if you don't put the Tide Pod in the correct place, it like won't, like.
It doesn't dissolve.
Dissolve. And then like it ruined his blanket or something.
You also can't like, you can't fill it too big. Like you have to make sure not to overfill the washer and stuff.
I'm all about overfilling the washer.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those things.
Well, because I remember like I had to figure out the correct, because my dishwasher like wouldn't with those because I gave you those things, and sometimes the thing won't open.
Yeah, I mean it worked in ours. But I remember you saying that. So,
but that was just because my washer was busted. But I mean it is nice and convenient because I measuring out detergent and it gets everywhere and. Same thing.
I know I always use more than I need to because I'm just squirting it in there.
But then I also, because Tide Pods are, that's my first thing when Steve said that, I was like, those things are expensive. Because like, I get my detergent at the 99 cent store.
Right.
And like, I'm like, what is it, Purex or even like the one below Purex? Like,
I like Extreme, I think it's called.
You get the one that smells like
at Walmart,
California Scream.
It's like the bargain one at Walmart.
Sonora, California.
Smells just like Sonora, California.
What is it called?
Sonora, California. No. I think it's Extreme. I don't know, I gotta look at the bottle. I never throw away the last bottle until I make sure we find the next one. Because they always have like one bottle of it, and it's the bargain one way in the back. And it's like Mountain Stream like scent or something like that. And it smells exactly like Sonora, California.
See, I made the mistake, like, I don't know why I thought this was a good idea, but I got the, like, odorless one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now my clothes, it's not that they don't smell bad, but they just don't smell, nice.
You
want that fresh
out,
scent.
Right.
And so I pull them out of the washer, and I'm like, are these clean? I don't know. But I mean, they don't have dirt on them, but they don't, because I know, like, some people, you have to get, like, the allergenic and all this stuff. But I'm like, I want smell. I want smelly clothes.
I want smell. We got this one. I think it was a Tide. It wasn't the pods. But it was, like, can't remember, it was like one of the nature ones or something that, I don't remember what it was, but something about it that was, you know, better for the environment or something, but it smelled so bad. Like it smelled like mildew.
Yeah, I remember that.
I would like do it, I'd do the washroom, but did the clothes mildew? And she was like, no, that's just what the detergent smells like. I'm like, this is nasty. Why are we buying mildew detergent?
Mildew.
I can't remember what the flavor was, but it was gross. So sniff your detergent first. That's the lesson. They should have like little sniff stations. We can like try them out.
Yeah, but then sometimes that doesn't translate.
Yeah, but if you're committing to like 100 loads or whatever.
The thing that really got my clothes smelling good was when you use liquid fabric softeners.
Yeah.
But now like mine, I'm too lazy. And these washers don't have, cause like for a while I had the fabric softener, like just the separate dispenser. Thing. And now you gotta get the ball the ball's annoying.
Too much work.
Too much work.
I just pour it into the little bleach thing. Janelle yells at me when I do. I'm like,
that doesn't work.
It goes in there.
Yeah, but not at the right time.
I don't know, it goes in.
That's why I gotta, you guys even have the ball.
I know, it's too much effort.
You just pour it in the ball. Well, I'm the one saying I don't want to.
I know.
Because now I gotta buy the ball. I gotta remember to do the ball. But I remember clothes, they smell awesome.
Yeah.
When you use that stuff.
I don't always use it, but like, especially if something like, you know, like leftover from a trip where it might be a little extra pungent, you know, if you want to like get that extra good smell, put that in there. Plus dryer sheets.
Yeah, I guess I should get dryer sheets because that's pretty easy, but...
Because it helps with the smell and also, like, the what do you call it? Static electricity.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just... I don't like... I already hate, like, having to, like, do laundry and then spend money on laundry because I got to have quarters.
Yeah.
And then, like, an extra thing to buy. So I'm like, ugh. Like
I mean, definitely.
Especially not having it in my house. Like, if I had laundry in my house again, like, that's a different story.
Right.
Like, but, like, now, like, it's a whole thing. And if I go there, and then sometimes my weird neighbor's there, and I'm like, I hear you having sex. I guess it's like...
And, I mean, it's not, like, a necessity. In fact, I also, because I read, like, I went on this binge, like, a couple years ago reading about, like, laundry detergents and how, like, really how much do you need?
Yeah.
And so I always use, like, a quarter of the cup. Like, I don't ever put the full amount in. Because, I mean, what is it
well,
really
especially
doing?
Now, the newer ones are, like, crazy concentrated.
Yeah. But they give you the big cups, though, because they want you to just pour it
all. Well, definitely don't do that.
Yeah.
And also, like, with the high-efficiency washers now, it's, like, the way washers have changed, and it's, like, a whole thing.
There's this guy...
What are we doing right now?
Laundry talk.
Okay, and then fabric softener doesn't really do much as far as actually... The only time I had fabric softener was a necessity was when I was in China, and it didn't... And, like, we had, like, it was hard water, and, like, it was, the clothes, because of, like, the atmosphere, like, the clothes would just... We didn't have a dryer. We'd like spin them around,
right.
But then they would still be a little. So then you would hang them up, and if they dry, if you didn't use fabric softener,
crispy.
It would like turn into bricks. So I'm like, oh, that's what this is actually for.
Soften the fabric.
Yeah.
This is laundry talk.
What the heck? I miss my futuristic washing machine that washed and dried the clothes in one thing. So
remember
nuts.
Janelle thought she invented that?
And then I showed it. I was like, look.
Like, no, that doesn't exist.
It was amazing. Even though it took like 2 hours to dry the clothes.
She had to do anything.
But I still just had to sit two buttons and then just leave it there.
Why is that not a bigger thing?
I don't know. It was amazing. I think they were expensive.
Probably.
My rent was crazy there.
But man, you didn't have to do it at all.
Put it in, and it had a drawer for everything. It had a bleach drawer, and a fabric softener drawer, and a detergent drawer. You put that in.
And then you never have to put laundry away.
You set it and forget it. Well, you
dress right out of the washer.
Just left it in there all the time.
And when it's done, you just start it up again.
Yeah. Amazing.
Man.
It was only one little tiny thing.
Yeah.
That one, though, if you put too many clothes in, it would not work.
Well, and see, when you have a family that has kids barfing on blankets...
You'd be running that all the time.
Yeah.
And it's really loud.
Yeah, it was.
Because I remember one time I accidentally tried to do the podcast while I was still going. And be like,
right. What is that sound?
But it was still awesome. And sometimes people, they were like, they had to like put out a newsletter because people would run that after like midnight and they're like, yeah, people, like if you were doing, leave. If my neighbor ran there, I could not, like it was so loud. So like that was a little bit annoying because sometimes my neighbor still right. did it. I'm like, you jerk. So I would just turn on my TV real loud. Like, this is how it feels.
I'll show ya.
You see how it feels. See, Larry.
You see what happens?
See what happens, Larry?
Alright.
See what happens when you run your washer at after midnight? Midnight? Well, we're podcasting way after midnight.
Yes, we are.
The guy's probably going to wake up and like, because he wakes up early too.
Time.
And then I wake, and then that wakes me up every day. It's like, he's like, well, or they're having sex.
Well, I'm going to wake him up with my coughing now.
Good.
All right, we should wrap this up here because I have to get up in 3 hours from now.
You've been here since like...
You got here at 8:45. It's time.
We didn't even start the podcast till like 11.
11:30. Like 11:35.
What were we doing?
We're doing stuff.
Oh my gosh.
But it's time now.
It is time. It's definitely not Marmaduke time.
No.
It's time to end the show. So be sure to go to RadioBrendo.com for all your Radio Brendo needs. And check out JanelleandPhil.com and all the other good BenviewNetwork.com stuff. And
send us an email.
BrendoMan@gmail.com.
Return your pen pal letters if you haven't done so.
And for Radio Brendo Man, I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
Have a good one, everybody.
Is a part of the BenView Network. You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.
Hello and welcome to Benview on Spielberg. I'm your resident Spielberg apatheticist, Matt Benson.
And I'm resident Spielberg fanatic, Justin Keyzon.
And today we're going to talk about...
Duel.
The Sugarland Express.
Jaws.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
1941.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Twilight Zone.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Empire.
Indiana Jones
always.
And the Last Crusade.
Jurassic Schindler's Lost World. Saving Private
AI,
Ryan.
AI.
Minority.
Catch Mitchell Intelligence.
The Term.
War of the
Worlds.
Indiana Jones.
The Adventures
War,
of the
Crystal
Skull. Indiana Jones.
Indiana
Jones. Close Indiana Jones. Catch me on AI. Twilight Zone. The Moon.
Steven Spielberg. Benview on Spielberg. New episodes dropping on the 15th of every month at BenviewNetwork.com.
I'm Mark from Comic Nerds Unite, and this is my hetero life mate, Tim.
What's up, Mark? And what's up, world? Comic Nerds Unite is a comic book podcast, plain and simple.
Our mission statement is bringing nerds together to talk comics. So we pick a book or graphic novel that we all read and discuss it at length.
Then we talk about some of the books we read for the week.
I love comics!
Me too, buddy. Check us out on ComicNerdsUnite.com or on iTunes.
Comic Nerds Unite! Unite.